When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
It's going to be a handoff right side and running room there. Run up the middle. Schaefer Knights in the open field. Schaefer Knights is going to go. Touchdown, Shikellamy!
Holy cow, Kevin. Wow.
Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK is sponsored by Glick Incorporated, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Purdy Insurance, Midtown Bistro, Blaze Alexander Ford, Northumberland National Bank, Free Fallen Grill, Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury Motor Company, Sholly Insurance Agency, Shamokin Dam Health Center, Service First Federal Credit Union, Buffalo Wild Wings, Platinum Sealands Grove, Cole's Stony Hill Tree Farm, The Squeeze In and Duck In, W&L Subaru, Mart's Gap View Hunting Preserve, Mid-Penn Energy, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck Sunbury. Now, let's go to the stadium with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
It was once Sugar Valley, Lock Haven, Bucktail, and Bald Eagle Nittany. Now it is called Central Mountain, and the merger high school here at the base of the northern tier in central Pennsylvania is the site of tonight's high school football matchup between the Wildcats of Central Mountain and the Shikellamy Braves. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, welcome to the Lock Haven area and Mill Hall more specifically as we are high atop the stadium here at Central Mountain with football al fresco tonight, Chief.
Hey, Kevin, I just learned something from the cameraman for Central Mountain. I said Bucktail still has their own football team, even though they're part of the Central Mountain.
They actually do,
yeah.
Yes.
So they come down here for wrestling, and I forget what else. But, and, you know, I thought up around Renova, of course, you know, deer. And
deer what?
Lots of deer and a railroad up in the Renova area. Yeah, we're sky high. We're three stories up above top of the home bleachers, so you got a nice view. We're doing okay.
We're doing as good as we can. How's that?
We're working with what we got.
Well, tonight it will be an interesting night tonight because we are looking at a situation where the Central Mountain Wildcats tonight are wearing the Pennsylvania Army National Guard jerseys that Shikellamy wore last year against Executive Education Academy. So some of the numbers are not going to match up the way we would have expected them tonight, so we'll try and get through it, and hopefully we won't be able to miss too many things. Shikellamy will be in their normal numbers tonight with the exception of Fernandez, who will be moving to 55 this evening, and there'll be a lot of changes on that offensive line tonight as Coach Jim Kaiser has to make some adjustments here, Chief.
Yeah, from what I understand, we've got a couple of injuries to the starters on the offensive line. So when you're a little thin in the offensive line to begin with and you have two starters go down, it doesn't make your life as a coach any easier. So we'll see what Coach Kaiser has to do and get this to work.
Well, when you look at this matchup, Chief, you have to feel as though both teams think that this is one that early in the season could go either way for them.
This reminds me of a couple of years ago when Coach Tilford brought his team up here, and it was one of those games where they said, hey, this is anybody's ball game, and Shikellamy ran away with it. I forget, I think it was like 48-7, something along those lines. But, you know, I think whoever gets scores first and gets ahead is probably going to have the momentum to pull victory out here tonight.
Well, both these teams have struggled a little bit offensively to get things going. Their common opponent, obviously, is Mifflin County, Central Mountain losing in week one with a late score in that game. Just could not find enough to make it more than a 14-7 Mifflin County win. Braves within 1 point at halftime, and then everything kind of went and unfolded in the second half, and Mifflin County got a big win. But both of these teams really struggling to find offense.
Yeah, they sure are. And from what I understand, you know, Mifflin County had maybe only two seniors on this team to start the year, but they've gone out and they've gotten some of the other athletes to come out and play. So, you know, they've had two good years back to back, and all of a sudden now they're having some difficulty with numbers and also with, I guess, if you want to talk about a solid football team. So it'll be one of those games that both teams are probably playing at some disadvantage one way or the other, if you're talking about the numbers or you're talking about the type of people that you have on your team. So it'll be interesting, and of course we'll be here to bring it to you.
Central Mountain averaging 4 yards a play so far this year. Shikellamy averaging 5 yards a play, but it has been the special teams that have been very special for Shikellamy so far this year.
And do they count the special team yardage with that? Or
no. No.
But offensively, once in a while, the Braves would get a long pass score. And, of course, you know, you take the 80-yard run by Isaac Schaefer Knights in the first game, and that sure tacks on, you know, a lot. That's 16 plays at five yards a play. So, you know, that makes up for the ones that you have losses or you don't get anything at all.
Well, this is a game that both teams desperately need to put in the W column to get to the middle part of the season. And that's one of the things we'll chat with here in just a few moments. When we return to Central Mountain, we'll chat with Coach Jim Kizer of the Shikellamy Braves. This is Shikellamy Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at BlazeAlexanderFord.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
It's game time. Football season is here, and Buffalo Wild Wings has everything you need for a great tailgate. Take out food for a watch party at home, or stop in and stay for that welcoming neighborhood atmosphere with front row seats for everyone. Watch your favorite game at B-Dubs, and you'll get in the spirit for sure. Buffalo Wild Wings in Selins Grove, your go-to place for sports, fun, and great food.
I know it's summer, but the four most important words this coming winter might be heating oil price protection. Did you know that you can guarantee your heating oil price for the next year and pay with monthly payments? MidPen Energy's EasyPay has been the preferred choice of many customers for decades because they've continued to save when the prices go up but still get cash price when the prices go down. Your benefits include a cap price, no fees, monthly payments, automatic delivery, and no contracts and no credit checks. Enrollment time is limited. Find out more or sign up today at MidPenEnergy.com.
Wherever the road takes you this summer, we've got you covered. Finance or refinance your vehicle loan with Service First Federal Credit Union. Enjoy Service First's great low-rate auto loans, budget-friendly payment options, and ask how you can earn up to $150 cash back. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Apply today. For details about credit costs and terms, call 800-562-6049 or visit serviceone.org. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Valid through September 30th, 2022. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Nurses, accountants, waiters, and welders, anyone can be injured on the job, unable to function properly. It affects your work and everyday life. Coach soccer, carry groceries, carry your child. No one has helped more people heal from work injury and rebuild their lives than the Workplace Injury Institute at Shamokin Dam Health Center. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Back to Central Mountain. Kevin Herr along with Coach Jim Kizer of the Shikellamy Braves. Looking at tonight's matchup with Central Mountain. On paper, it looks like a matchup that really kind of fits where you guys are right now. Where is the team offensively as far as, you know, with the offensive line and trying to find something that gels?
Well, again, right now we're dealing with a lot of illness and some injuries. So this week is going to be a totally different offensive line than what we've had. You know, we're going to have to start Cooper Rouse at left tackle, and Elijah Fernandez is moving from the backfield to the guard spot, and Mason Moore is going to start at the one guard spot, and then we're going to have Johnny Rosinski at the other side. If he's feeling better, because he's been sick the last few days, hopefully he's better tonight. But as of now, you know, we're just trying to plug guys in there and see if we can find a combination that fits.
Well, when you have an offensive line that's kind of patchwork, it makes it tough to pass. It makes it tough to run. What can you scheme up in something like this?
Well, again, we go back to our base, back to what we've been doing for the last couple of years. We're going to run a lot more wing tee this week. just because, you know, it's easier for them to remember. They've played it. Most of these guys know it inside and out, so you're going to see a lot of that tonight.
You have a common opponent in Mifflin County. What did you see in that game with Central Mountain that that had you, you know, caught your eye?
The kid that quarterbacked against us from Mifflin County wasn't playing in that game.
Well, that's true, yes.
Yeah, that kid came out and just, he was outstanding. I don't know why I didn't play in the first game. I'm not sure. I didn't talk to Coach Breon, but that kid was very good. He was outstanding. He made every throw he had to, made some plays with his feet. You know, they looked like they were struggling at quarterback a little bit in that Central Mountain game. But Central Mountain really made some great adjustments at halftime in that game and shut down Mifflin County in the second half.
I'm glad you talked about that, because in the first half they were running all over the place, and then Central Mountain just kind of changed things up defensively. What did you see that they did different?
They were better in their gap assignments. They didn't do a whole lot of anything different, just better in their gap assignments and played run first and pass second, and forced them into throwing the football. And those the young men that were playing at Mifflin County that night were struggling a little bit throwing the ball.
Central Mountain's a team that likes to get on the edge a little bit, especially with quarterbacks in their backs. It's all about discipline. Is that something you've talked about, I'm sure, this week?
Yeah, we've been getting caught a little bit inside. Our outside backers and our corners have been pinching down a little bit too much and not relying on the help coming from the inside. So we've been really stressing that this past week about making sure that you have your outside containment.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you later on.
No problem. Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, Mike here, and if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, get to Blaze Alexander Buick GMC of Sunbury for the hottest deals of the month. While everyone else is marking their vehicles up, we are discounting everything. That's right, Blaze Alexander in Sunbury is discounting every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Biggest discounts, lowest rates, most for your trades, best deals guaranteed. Only one place does all that. That's why we take the deals the others won't. Blaze Alexander Buick GMC of Sunbury.
Proud sponsor of Penn State Athletics.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Chickalamee Stadium? It's Free Fallen Grill. There really is something for everybody on the menu that'll make them happy. Burgers, pizza, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, even cauliflower pizza. Check out their Facebook page for daily specials and find out more about their delivery within a 5-mile radius. Free Fallen Grill open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturdays, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
In an average lifetime, we have 7 to 10 major events. We buy our first car, rent or buy our first home, get married, start a business, have children, a child starts driving, and we retire. But life is not always average or predictable. For all of life's events, common or exceptional, Sholly Insurance Agency is here to help. Sholly Insurance Agency offers coverage for your home, auto, life, business, and employee benefits through best-in-class carriers like Grange Insurance. Sholly Insurance Agency, we're here to help. Visit us at shollyagency.com.
Family-owned and operated, Sholly Insurance, located in Seelands Grove and Lewisburg.
There's so much fall family fun at Cole Stony Hill Tree Farm, including hay rides, now through November 6th. Ride through PA's beautiful countryside and over the historic covered bridge. Cole Stony Hill Tree Farm has hundreds of pumpkins in the pumpkin patch. The corn cannon, the pumpkin chunk and giant slingshot is launching starting September 16th. And get lost in the corn maze. Cole Stony Hill Tree Farm, Mexico Road, Milton. Go to ColeStonyHill.com and Facebook for hours and info.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
Welcome back to Central Mountain. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, getting ready for the 0-2 Braves. and the 0-2 Central Mountain Wildcats. Let's give you the starting lineups for the Central Mountain offense tonight. It'll be Brady Myers at quarterback. The 6'1", 170 junior is 16 of 37, one interception, one touchdown, has thrown for 128 yards. He's also carried the ball for 26 yards and a touchdown. Rocco Serafini is the running back, a 6'1", 190 junior, averaging 3 yards a carry, has made a catch out of the backfield as well. The flanker will be Connor Foltz, a 5'10", 165 junior. Foltz has carried the ball 5 times for 21 yards, has 3 grabs for 18 yards and a touchdown. Brady Wolfram will be the split end. He's a junior with a catch for 12 yards so far this year. Kevin Greninger is the split end. He's a 5'11", 140 junior. He is 9 for 92 in the receiving department, averaging 10 yards a catch, has a long of 27, and does have a 2-point conversion this year. Xavier Person is the halfback. He's a junior, has a couple of catches this year for 10 yards. Across the front, it's Ashton Bennett at left tackle, the 6'2", 200-pound junior. Cooper Bonorf is the left guard, a 5'11", 210 junior. Giovanni Tarantelli is the center. He is a junior. The right guard is Austin Lindsay, 5'9", 205 sophomore. And Ethan Coakley, the right tackle, a 5'8", 200-pound sophomore. Peyton Jones is the kicker. He is a 5'5", 125 junior. 2 for 2 in point after touchdowns, has not yet attempted a field goal. Ashton Bennett will be the punter. The 6'2", 200-pound junior has punted the ball 11 times, averaging 36 yards a punt, a long of 47 and 1 inside the 20. Defensively for the Braves tonight, it'll be Lucas Wetzel at defensive tackle, the 6'2", 215 junior, along with Mason Raybuck, the 6'1", 212 senior. The nose guard we expect to be Nate Brannigan. He is a 6'2", 236 junior, although he may not be in tonight's game. Isaac Schaefer-Knights is the Will. He's a 5'7", 192 senior, along with Ethan Turber, the outside linebacker, a 5'11", 195 senior. Matt Schaefer will be the other outside linebacker, a 5'10", 186 senior, along with Luke Snyder, the Mike, 5'10", 200-pound junior. Derek Turber is the Sam linebacker, a 5'11", 201 sophomore. The corners, Jaden Packer, a 5'10", 162 junior, and Chase Morgan, a 5'9", 145 senior. Rashawn Martin is the safety, Martin a 5'9", 157 senior. For the Braves offensively, Brody Raybuck will be the quarterback, a 5'11", 192 freshman, 4 of 7 this year with an interception, and 23 yards in receiving yards so far this year, or passing yards so far this year, also has a touchdown. Isaac Schaefer-Knights, a leading ball carrier, a 5'7", 192 senior, 20 carries, 108 yards, 2 touchdowns, a long of 80, and a 5 yards per carry average. Matt Schaefer, also at running back, 1 carry with 6 yards. Luke Snyder, the halfback. Snyder, 8 carries, 14 yards, has caught 5 out of the backfield for 110, and an average of 22 yards a grab. He also has 2 touchdowns. Chase Morgan, the other running back, a 5'9", 145 senior. He has 3 carries for an average of 3 yards and a total of 9. Miguel Pagan will be the wide receiver, a 5'8", 165 senior. Lucas Wetzel, the tight end. Across the front, some changes here tonight. It looks like Eli Fernandez will be the left guard. The left tackle will be Cooper Rouse. The center will be Mason Raybuck. Derek Turber, the 5'11", 201 sophomore, will be the right guard. And he will play right tackle, I believe. And Mason Moore will play right tackle. I believe that's the setup here tonight, as there were some last-minute changes. Nick Kuntz will be the kicker, 5'9", 185 senior, 3 for 3 in point after touchdowns. He did miss one last week due to a block, though. And on the defensive side for Central Mountain, it'll be Max Schar, the defensive lineman, a 6'1", 185 junior, along with Dylan Baker, a defensive tackle, a 5'10", 240 junior. Giovanni Tarantella is the other defensive tackle, and the defensive end will be Ashton Bennett, a 6'2", 200-pound junior. Ben Herrick will be the inside linebacker. He is a senior. Jacob Weaver, the other inside linebacker, is a 5'7", 175 sophomore with 27 tackles, leading the team in that category. Kevin Greninger is the quarterback, a 5'11", 140 junior, along with Braylon Corner at the other quarterback cornerback slot, a 5'5", 125 senior. Rocco Serafini is the strong safety. Connor Foltz is the weak safety, and the free safety is Brady Myers. That's the starting lineups for the Shikellamy Braves, coming in at 0-2 on the season, and the Central Mountain Wildcats also checking in at 0-2 on the season. As we go through some of the early festivities here at Central Mountain, the site, sun slowly fading behind us and setting, a turf field here at Central Mountain, and this will be the first turf field for the Braves this year, Chief.
You are correct.
Does that make any difference
It'll it'll make our fast kids faster.
Well, that's the big thing, is the Braves have a lot of players right now that can be a big impact player. If you're in a situation right now where you're ready to open the game and you're getting the ball and you're Coach Jim Kizer, do you take the ball instead of deferring because of that speed you have?
Kevin, that's a good question. You know, you'd like to get the ball and maybe get a score, take advantage of that speed, or you might want to give your defense some confidence. But with an offensive line that's fairly new, I would probably think the Braves, and I'll probably be wrong in this, I think they'll go on defense if they get the flip and, you know, win the toss.
What are your keys to tonight's game?
Same it has been all year long. Number one, you know, the offensive line has to provide some blocking for the backs. It doesn't have to be a gaping hole. It has to be something that they can get through. All right? That's one thing that's true. Got to give Brody some time to throw the ball. That's the other thing the offensive line has to do. Receivers have to catch the ball, because he's delivered the ball several times and the ball has not been caught. And everything that's within their reach, they've got to get. Because let's face it, they're going to need all the yardage they can get. On defense, I think Coach Kizer hit the nail on the head when he said we have to contain. And that's something, when you play a three-man front, your outside backers and your corners have to contain. And that they have not done that, because last week, Mifflin County's quarterback was constantly out on the edge and out beyond the contain. And when we did, Brody's brother, Mason, got two sacks. So, you know, it's not like it can't be done. It's just a matter that you've got to concentrate on it.
First half, very important for the Braves. They have scored 34 points in the first half this year. Central Mountain in the first two games, just 7. Shikellamy needs to jump out early on this one and gain some confidence. That's going to be a big key as well.
It sure is. And, you know, I think that the team that puts the first touchdown in is going to be, you know, to have a little bit of an advantage. The Braves are, the other thing the Braves, they've got to manage what players they have. I think there's only 30 dressed tonight, Kevin. That's what I can see. And the secondary, Coach Hoover, he is, what word do I want to use? He says that he is putting in some cover defenses that are hopefully get somebody a pick six and get them in the right spot.
We'll find out in just a few minutes, Chief. We're going to take a timeout. We'll get ready for the opening kick. Shikellamy at Central Mountain on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selinsgrove Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
The relaxing atmosphere at Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury is just one of the many reasons it's the perfect place to spend your evening. Visit them Wednesday through Friday to finish off your workday, or stop out for a Saturday night on the patio featuring local entertainment. With delicious, freshly made appetizers and entrees, including their well-known goat cheese dip and new dishes almost every week, the Midtown Bistro is sure to satisfy. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook or check them out at 323 Rear Market Street in Sunbury after the game.
I've got so much to do. I have to get groceries and gas, stop at the pharmacy, cook dinner, and take the kids to baseball practice. I won't have time to stop at the bank, too.
Don't worry. Nori Bank has online and mobile banking where you can transfer funds, pay bills, and make deposits on your own schedule.
Whew, that's one less thing I have to worry about.
We know you're busy. That's why Nori Bank offers convenient money management tools for your on-the-go life. Since 1903, the Northumberland National Bank has been helping customers in the Susquehanna Valley manage money. The right people, the right solutions, the right bank. Member FDIC.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
The weather is getting cooler and the leaves are changing in central PA. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. If your current agent is falling short, it's time to give Purdy Insurance a call. We're a local, family-owned independent agency ready to find the right insurance to fit your needs. You can call us at 570-286-5855. Stop in our office on Market Street in Sunbury or head to our website at purdyinsurance.com to find out what we can do for you.
And welcome back to Central Mountain High School. Welcome to those of you watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel tonight. We're just getting ready for kickoff. The Braves will be in their road white uniforms with the navy blue numerals and maroon trim. Central Mountain will be in the Pennsylvania Army National Guard uniforms. You may remember from Shikellamy's game against Executive Education Academy. So it's the camo and black numbers with silver lettering, but they'll still have the dark gray helmets for Central Mountain. Tonight they're honoring the Sugar Valley, Lock Haven, Bucktail, and Bald Eagle Nittany schools that have partially made up, the Central Mountain High School here in Mill Hall tonight. So couldn't make the trip with us to Mill Hall. We appreciate you listening to us on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
So both teams have already made their coin toss sections, ceremony. That's basically what it is a ceremony anymore.
Last 2 weeks, though, we've watched them actually flip the coin.
That's
right
true.
Before the game. So,
yeah, they didn't do it this time.
Why would you take a tradition like that out?
I don't know.
You're not saving any time because you go out and you go through the whole
right
spiel as it is.
And the only argument you can make is, well, the coaches get to make the decision in the locker room. Well, they've already made the decision in their head what they're going to do. They're not going to make the decision in the locker room. They're going to make the decision at any point in time. So they are honoring some members of the armed forces tonight as well. Here in the pregame before we get things started. Talked about both of these teams really struggling to move the ball. Both teams have averaged about 3 yards a rush in the first two games of the season. As a matter of fact, Central Mountain averaging about 3 yards a play overall. And the team that really finds an offense tonight might have a really good chance at winning this one if the other team is not able to do so. And I know that's kind of basic sounding, but really that's the way this season has gone for both these teams. Neither team has been able to establish anything in the running or passing game.
No sustained drives, Kevin. That's what we've watched, okay?
As a matter of fact, the Braves only have 7 first downs in two games, and Central Mountain only has 11.
So I would say that the offenses are probably evenly matched. We just have to see who has a better defense, right?
That's exactly right.
You know, it's kind of neat what they did. Those honorary captains are the sons of the veterans that are graduates of Central Mountain here. So it's pretty cool. Got the dads out there with the boys, and Of course, I did not see what happened. Did you see what happened, Kevin? We were too busy talking to each other.
Central Mountain won the toss. They elected to receive.
Okay, so the Braves got a chance to play defense. And I think that's the first time that that's happened, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they have,
The first game, Shikellamy won and decided to take the ball. The second game, Central Mountain won and deferred, and Shikellamy took the ball. We're up here in District 6, so we've got District 6 officials.
Don't forget, tonight we'll be following along with the Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. And that one is going to be a little bit east of us right now. And that one is Montoursville and Lewisburg tonight. That's our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45.
Both those teams facing similar situations, except Montoursville did win their first game. But they played two teams from the Northern Tier in their first two games.
Serafini and Rocco Serafini, Connor Foltz back deep for Central Mountain here. Foltz is to the far side of the field, Serafini to the near side at the 10. It'll be Kuntz sitting at the 40-yard line, smack on the X. Student section to our left here for Central Mountain. They are decked out in camo tonight as well. Braves in their road white, moving left to right as we view things. Camo tops and gray pants for Central Mountain. We are underway in week three. Taken to the near side by Foltz. Foltz will bring it down to the 20 and spin his way to the 25, to the 27-yard line, and he's snowed under at the 27-yard line. Tackled there by the Braves, number 33, Rashawn Martin.
Lots of people on the tackle, Kevin. They stayed in their lanes. The initial run got through the first two guys, but again, they closed down on him. And first down here, not too bad a field position for the Wildcats.
About a 14-yard return from about the 10-yard line. Second down, if you're fair catching this in college, you actually got a bonus 2 yards because you beat the 27-yard line instead of the 25. They'll go shotgun formation with the quarterback, Myers. Myers will take the direct snap, swing it out to the far side. Looking for a little bit of room there at the 30-yard line is Foltz, and Foltz will get to the 29. It'll be a 2-yard swing pass.
Ethan Turber did a nice job of making him turn inside, and actually I think he might have stumbled, okay? But, of course, the corner was right there to make sure he fell on him. So going to the air in the first play of the game, Kevin.
Gain of a couple will bring up second down and about 8 with the clock winding with 11:25 to go here in the opening play and the opening series. Myers, the quarterback, with the running back to his left. Myers with a long count with 8 on the play clock. Takes a two-step drop. Comes to the near side now. Fires it down the middle of the field. Intercepted. Picked off down the middle of the field by Chase Morgan, who grabs his first interception of the season at the 48-yard line.
Well, that's something that Coach Hoover said. I'm trying to get the kids in a position so they can get an interception. But the other thing is, Kevin, he made the play, and that's something the secondary has not done throughout the first two games. When given a chance in a tough situation or a crucial situation, they just have not made the play.
That is the second interception for Myers here in the season. And this one gives Shikellamy the ball in outstanding field position at the 47-yard line. First and 10 at the 47-yard line. They'll go unbalanced to the near side. Tackle wing. Here comes the handoff to the right side. Schaefer Knight spun around at the 45-yard line and spun down to the 44. And there on the tackle for Central Mountain is Olston Lindsay.
Yeah, they had Rosinski and Rouse on the right side to the tackles, and here we go again, Kevin. I don't know if it's as much unbalanced as it is they got Rouse playing the tight end position.
It's actually unbalanced.
They got a slot here. You got it.
Here's the near side handoff, and nothing doing there for Schaefer Knights. He got maybe 2 yards. Will bring up a third down and 5. At the 43-yard line. Not a whole lot of running room.
No, not at all. You know, it's going to be interesting. Cooper Rouse has played nothing but defense the first two games. Now they're going to ask him to go both ways. And he's a big boy. So hopefully he's in shape to do it. But he would be a plus if he could deliver some good blocks here for the Braves offense.
When we talk unbalanced, it go from left to right. It's It's a tight end, guard, center, guard, tackle, tackle, wing. That's the unbalance. Like Central Columbia back in the Bob Rahm era. Shotgun formation, sidecar to the left. One receiver in each direction. Here comes the pass. Coming in to grab it and getting the grab is Luke Snyder. Makes a man miss to the 25. Down to the 20-yard line and tripped up at the 20-yard line after a big 22-yard reception.
Well, that was a great pass by Brody. He just did a nice job, but that ball left his hand before Snyder made that little move. And again, Luke with a nice outside step to get away from the defender and not get tackled. So big gain for the Braves here, Kevin.
It'll be first down and 10 at the 21-yard line for the Braves with 9:38 to go after the turnover and the short field. Raybuck will bring him to the line of scrimmage. Central Mountain with nine men in the box. And here's the roll out to the near side. Raybuck now cuts it in. Makes a man miss. Stiff arm. Now he's going to go to the far side. Turns the corner to the 20. Lost all the room in the world and just barely got tackled at about the 7-yard line. There was literally one man between him and 6 points, and he made the tackle right at the end.
That was those nice quick feet of Brody Raybuck to get him that yardage. But it was also nice to see that his line was over on that side, almost like they set up a wall for him, except that last guy got by the wall and tackled Brody.
Good enough for a first down and a gain of 12.
So that's two first downs, Kevin.
Yep. That's almost what they got last week.
One-third of what they've had the whole season.
Raybuck now first and goal at the 8. Takes the snap under center to the right side. Stretch play. Trying to get out there is Snyder, and Snyder will find nothing there whatsoever.
They've got to go north and south, Kevin. It's just that the fact that everybody seems to stretch it out, stretch the offense out for Shiklem, and they make the tackle. So good job by Central Mountain's defense that time.
Rocco Serafini on the tackle along with Austin Lindsay.
You know, when you have new guys running these wing T plays, the rules sometimes take you weeks and weeks and weeks to get down packed, and now you're asking some kids to come in and play with, like 3 days of practice and learn all the rules. So there's going to be some missed assignments.
Backs are splitting out a pro set with tight wing to the far side. Play action rolling out Raybuck, firing it in the end zone. Incomplete pass intended for Jaden Packer, and it was just a little too much out of his reach. But it was thrown to the boundary side where it had to be complete.
Good coverage by the defender for Central Mountain. He was right on Packer's inside hip. And Brody put it where it had to be. So sometimes you got to get those arms out there and reach out and catch that football.
Clock stop with 8:29 to go here in the first quarter. Shiklemy on their first drive after the Central Mountain turnover at the Wildcat 47-yard line.
Very big play here, Kevin.
Third down and goal from the 6 now. One receiver, or make that one back to the left of Raybuck in the shotgun. Three-step drop. Pressure coming right down the middle. He had three receivers. Nobody looked at the ball. He had Morgan there, he had Wetzel there, and somebody else, and actually Packer was there, and not a one of them could see the ball coming. Now it's fourth down.
Too many people in one position, Kevin. Somebody was not where they were supposed to be. Plus the outside corner blitzed on that, and Brody was looking at somebody about ready to deck him, and he just got it off in time.
Kuntz setting up for the field goal now. This will be a 23-yard attempt from the near hash mark, moving to the goalpost to our left of the south end zone. He has not attempted a field goal this year. Here's the snap. Good. Sets down. The kick is up. Line drive. And it gets across the crossbar. Good. Not by a whole lot. And it's a good thing they didn't repaint the crossbar this year, or that extra coating of paint might have been the difference. But the Braves get on the board and find 3 with 8:23 to go here in the first quarter and make it a 3-0 lead after the turnover at midfield.
Tough angle, though, Kevin.
It was.
He's a right-handed kicker, and he's kicking from the right hash and coming across, the unfortunate part is that with that angle, the closer you are to the goalpost, the tougher the angle becomes. So, but again, good job by our field goal kicker.
Well, and the snap wasn't ideal. It was caught a little bit behind, so it kind of slowed things down just a little bit. It wasn't a bad snap, it wasn't a bad hold, it just wasn't ideal.
Yeah, Ethan Turber Ortiz has been asked to do that this year. And he's, an outside backer for us for the most part. And usually sometimes you got the quarterback, or you've got a lot of times they like to use another one of the special kickers to do it, but unfortunately, Nick is both the punter and the kicker, so he cannot hold the ball and kick it at the same time.
That's correct. Serafini to the near side, or is that Fultz now? I can't quite tell with the jersey numbers. It's actually going to be Fultz to the near side, Serafini to the far side. And with a 3-0 lead from the far hash mark, it's an onside kick. Did it roll to the 50? It made
no,
it to the 49, and that's
not
as far as it went. And the Braves had a golden opportunity there because Central Mountain was not looking for the surprise onside.
They dropped everybody back. The second line, they were going back to try to set a wall for the person that was going to catch the kickoff, and Nick just didn't get it to go far enough. In fact, it had a little bit of that, you know, your golf shot, that backspin that you get once in a while, Kevin.
No, I don't know that backspin. My golf shots don't have any bite to them at all. But you're right, it did. It kind of went sideways, and when it went sideways, it didn't take that little hop that it needed. So Central Mountain now with the ball in Chickalamy territory at the Braves' 49-yard line. Back to pass Myers. Nope, he's going to draw and call his own number. He's going to be close to the first down. He will have the first down at the 39-yard line. A good 11-yard run.
Got the Braves in a little bit of a situation where they weren't reading and playing their gaps. And all he basically did was find one that was free, and he came off, I believe it was probably up right between the left tackle and the left end.
Chickalamy leading it 3-0 here, just under 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter after the Braves got a turnover and put points on the board after the interception. Now Central Mountain will send four receivers to the pattern, including a wingback. Three to the far side, moving the ball in the middle of the field right to left. Myers will hand the ball off and tripped up for a gain of a couple is Serafini.
But there was a hole there, Kevin. The line for Central Mountain did a nice job. Picked up a solid three here.
He actually got closer to four
on
that.
Right.
I didn't think he got that many, but you're right. He got about four to the 45 or 35.
A little bit of delayed handoff. You read where the blocks are and you go to that spot.
Second down and six for Central Mountain. They'll go with a wing to the near side. Two receivers near side. One to the far side comes in motion. They like to hand it to the motion man, and he's got it right now. He's going to turn the corner to the 30-yard line, spun out of bounds at about the 28. That is Connor Fultz on the carry, and on the tackle is Derek Turber.
The wide outs did a great job for Central Mountain of getting on the backs on this side and shielding them so they couldn't come out to get the runner on that jet sweep. Right now, Central Mountain said, well, we can't throw the ball, so let's see if we can run it, and they have. They've picked up two first downs now.
6:48 to go, first quarter. Chickalamy leading it 3-0, looking for that Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. There's a swing pass, and it's bobbled. That one was a little bit of pressure, and I think maybe Myers threw that before Fultz was ready to catch it.
You're exactly right, but it was a catchable ball, and it was one of those that Turber wasn't going to be able to get to. He was the defender out there, but he also, if it would have been thrown a little bit inside, might have been able to get his hands on it. And he had nothing but clear field in front of him.
You were going to say green grass.
Yeah, well, green turf. Intermittent dark and green turf with white lines in it.
Jersey Shore takes an early 7-0 lead over Sealands Grove on Eagle 107 tonight. Rolling out to the far side now and running with it is going to be Myers once again. And he is snowed under at the 20-yard line, but not before he picks up a big 8-yard gain. And that'll put him in the red zone for the first time tonight with a third down and two.
Kevin, when you are contained and that guy turns inside, you got to step down. And they did not do that. The outside backer out there did not step in and gave the quarterback some space, and he picked up the good yard. And the nice thing about the right side of Central Mountain's offensive line, they blocked down and they just cleared it out.
Crystal clear night here in Mill Hall tonight as the sun sets behind us. And a 3-0 Chickalamy lead with 6 minutes to go inside the red zone now. Here's the handoff. And the first back through, finding a little room, is Serafini. He'll get the first down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. And that's a nice gain of seven.
Again, Turber with the tackle, along with, I believe, Schaefer. So right now, Central Mountain has their offensive running game.
They got a rhythm.
Working well.
They got a rhythm. Here's the handoff, and once again, they go to Serafini, and Serafini across the 10, inside the 10 to the 6-yard line. That'll be a 7-yard gain and a second down and three. Need to get to about the 3-yard line for a first down.
That's a delayed handoff, Kevin. And again, the runner takes some time we got a timeout here. I believe it's by the Braves, right?
No, actually, it's by Central Mountain.
No, I thought he pointed to Chicolin.
Oh, okay. He did point the opposite direction.
They've got
afterwards.
They've got to get the linebackers and the defensive linemen in sync here. But hey, give Central Mountain's offensive front. They've been pushing them off the ball, or they've been double teaming, and you know they get to a spot where there's a linebacker, and they've even been going by them.
Take a quick look at our WKOK.com scoreboard. And early tonight, Danville leading Central Columbia 7-0. That game in the first quarter. As we mentioned earlier, Jersey Shore leading Selins Grove 7-0 on Eagle 107. Here at Central Mountain, it is Shikellamie 3 and Central Mountain nothing.
Yeah, this is a situation where if you're a defensive lineman, you just got to get tough. You know, you can't let people push you back. You got to stalemate that or stalemate that block and then get rid of it, or else, you know, make a spot for the linebackers to get the tackle. Just get tough.
Myers with a sidecar to the left, sends a man in motion to the near side.
Counter.
Here's the handoff, Serafini, and he is going to go for about a yard.
That's a good play by the Braves. Everybody stayed home. That's a little misdirection and counterplay back to the right side, and the back had no place to go. He had to do a little stutter step, and that gave everybody a chance to get in there on the tackle. Now he got third and three. Kevin, another big down. But don't be surprised if you see a pass, because they've done nothing but run the ball except for that one pass that he overthrew.
Shotgun with a sidecar to the right now. Man in motion. It's going to be a direct snap to the running back, Serafini, who will be very close to the 3-yard line to get that first down. And they are saying he's going to be short. It is fourth down.
I'd go for it. I mean,
I think so, too.
They've had no yeah. problem. And, you know, he fell forward, Kevin. Somebody actually, I think, had a hands on him around the line of scrimmage. But he just, you know, he's one of those kids that you never take him backwards. And he's just always leaning forward and picked up the yardage. Take a guy that's 5'10", 6 foot. If he leans forward, he picks up 2 yards.
They're taking a lot of time to put this play in.
Well, we're down to 11 seconds here.
They're going to use a timeout
here,
I think.
They have to, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to kick a field goal.
Well, they were debating, and I think the debate has now caused a timeout. So both teams have now used a timeout here in this first quarter. With 4:08 to go here in the first quarter, Shikellamie leads it 3-0, taking advantage of a opening drive turnover. Then this is the second drive after the score by the Braves, and the Wildcats have moved the ball all the way down inside the 5-yard line.
Kevin, who's the kicker? What number is the kicker?
That's Peyton Jones.
What's his number?
Tonight or normally?
Well, it is tonight. I don't care what it is normally.
Well, there's two different numbers there.
All right, well, just tell me which one it is.
Hold on a minute. I got to find it.
Not 21.
Well, normally he would be 23. Tonight he is 23.
Okay, well, that's good. But I thought I saw them get they got 21 off the bench, and I thought he might have been a kicker.
No, I think they're going to go for it now with the timeout.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't you?
I don't really think there was much doubt, but they're going to go power eye. Nope, I'm going to correct that. They're going to go offset backfield, actually, and under center is Myers. He may sneak this one. Braves have 4 down linemen tight now. Here's the handoff. First back throw, and he didn't get it.
He did not get it.
He loses a yard.
Did not get it. There's
Boy, that was a big stuff up front for
big
the Braves.
Big old Cooper Rouse.
Rouse.
Got those big paws on him, got a shoulder on him, and didn't let him go anywhere.
That was a stop and a half, and it's a loss of one, almost 2 yards back to the 5-yard line, and the Braves will take over. First and 10 at the 5 with 4:02 remaining in a 3-0 lead here in the first.
Here's the situation, though. They got to get out of there.
You got to
get a couple of first downs and get out of there, because you don't want to give Central Mountain a ball inside the 50 again, especially the way they've been running the football. But kudos to the defense. They rallied to the cause and stopped them on what, fourth and a foot, maybe.
And that's a fullback dive, too.
Yes.
And usually you get a yard out of the fullback dives. So under center now will be Raybuck, having to be real careful with a wing formation. Martin goes to the far side in motion. Handoff left side, Schaefer Knights. Crosses the 5. to the 7, to the 8. They'll spot him at the 8-yard line for Schaefer Knights.
Just can't get past that initial, you know, line of scrimmage, and somebody's always got hands on him, and he uses his strength to get yardage. But, you know, one of these times he's going to get a spot, and he'll be gone because everybody's up there.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Chief. You read my mind. Second down and 6. Under center now is Raybuck. Raybuck will hand it off on the man coming around on the counter, and that's Luke Snyder. Snyder will turn the corner at the 10 and be plowed under at the 10-yard line, getting there rather quickly for Central Mountain.
I would like to see the instant replay on that,
Max,
because there was a hole, and he did not turn up the hole. He did not. And you got to make that cut and get up inside that outside block, and he did not do that. He's still trying to go east and west all the time. Third and 3, right hash, ball on the 12.
Shotgun sidecar to the left. Long count. Raybuck now on 3rd and 3. Fires it outside. Too tall for the intended receiver, Luke Snyder, and that one will bring up a 4th down. He went up for it.
But it was catchable.
But didn't quite come down with
it. If you were on my basketball team and I posted you up and I threw it a foot above your head, you better get that ball
you're
off of my basketball team.
You're
right?
In fantasy land, first off. The first part of that sentence is what it really was.
If you're on my basketball team. I got you.
That's where the fantasy was.
Well, let's see if Nick Koontz can repeat what he did at Mifflin County with those great punts.
Serafini and Fultz back. Koontz will boot it away. He's been averaging about 40-some punts.
There you
go.
Oh,
he got a beauty. That one hits at the 43-yard line, bounces all the way back to the 30, to the 28-yard line.
So the 12, that's 38 yards, and then 48, almost a 60-yard punt, Kevin.
That, my friends, is NCAA and NFL length.
Yes,
punt
it is.
Right,
do you see that nice spiral when it turned over? I'll bet the next time that the receiver for the punt team for Central Mountain will be a little bit deeper.
I'm going to venture a guess and say that's a career high for Koontz in the punt.
Well, he had a dandy up at Mifflin. At the soccer game the other day, I said, "Hey, Nick," I said, "two great tackles." I said, "textbook tackles to save touchdowns on the kickoff." And I said,
the punts were pretty good,
punting,
too.
I said, "Your punting was awesome." And in fact, I would have given him the offensive player of the game, all right? It's just because he punted so well.
So at 2:28 to go here in the first quarter, Shikellamy leading it 3-0, and they have really changed the field now.
They don't have a guard on the team. You got to get on. Now, that doesn't seem that's legal, all right?
To get a player on late?
Like that.
Well, Myers will get it with a man in motion. He will give it to the man in motion, and that's going to be flashed because I don't think everybody was set.
Well, you know, people are probably saying, how can you not know that you're on the team? Well, you know, the way things are going for both teams, and they're probably trying to find people to play positions or people are injured, you know, sometimes, you know, it just didn't sink in. And number 68 for Central Mountain just got there a little late.
Lindsay, who's had a pretty good game on the defensive side of things. 2:27 to go here in the first quarter. 3-0 Shikellamy here at Central Mountain tonight.
First and 15.
They'll break the huddle and come out in a pistol in a shotgun formation. Man in motion to the far side of the field. Myers back to pass with a 3-step drop. Fires it down the middle of the field. Has a man wide open down the middle of the field at the 47-yard line. And that one is going to be, let's see, that's going to be Person. Xavier Person, the junior, making the grab.
You know, that ball is thrown right over the middle.
Person, sorry. Person.
The safety's back here, and he's got to come up and make the play. You know, he left him catch the ball, and then, you know, sometimes, like Coach Hoover said, you got to make the play. You can't let him catch the ball wide open like that.
That's a big play. That is especially after the penalty.
It got him out of trouble. They're up near field again.
25-yarder. Myers now in the shotgun. He will call the draw play, and he'll break a tackle to midfield stripe and push ahead to the Shikellamy 49-yard line. Clock winding now with a minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Shikellamy leading it 3-0.
Got to read that a little bit quicker. They're doing a double team probably on the nose guard. And right now they've got number 72 in there. That's Ozzy Baez to give Rouse a little bit of a breather here. And you know, you look at Ozzy, he looks like a nose guard. All right, solid kid. He just got to get tougher.
Shotgun formation, three receivers to the far side of the field. Second down. Handoff on the stretch play, and it's going to the far side of the field by Serafini, and Serafini will be plowed under after a gain of about 2 to the 47-yard line.
Well, Luke Snyder out there to probably put the finishing touches, but if you're watching on YouTube, you notice that the runner for Central Mountain turned up the hole like you're supposed to, but what happened was the linebackers filled, and if the linebackers wouldn't have filled, he'd still be running, okay? He would still be going.
Third down and 4 with one more play to go here in the first quarter. Clock winding now with 33 seconds and counting left in the first quarter with Shikellamy leading it 3-0.
Central Mountains, their offensive line's playing very well. There's that quarter. Oh, good job.
Nothing there at all. They handed the ball off right away, and there was absolutely nothing there for Brady Myers. Actually, yeah. I was going to say hand it off. He actually kept it himself. Well, lost 2 yards. It'll be 4th down and 7, and that'll do it for the first quarter play.
You got to tell who made the tackle.
Go ahead.
Derek Turber-Ortiz.
There you go. And that's your tackler, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. It is Shikellamy 3, Central Mountain nothing. This is Shikellamy football on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks, too. I'm Andy Long of WNL Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
Drive slow down Market Street in Sunbury and keep your eyes peeled to find the small but mighty Squeeze-In, bringing you the best dogs you'll find on this side of the river with specialty options that will satisfy any eater, like the Cubano, the Reuben, and the Squeeze Dog. The Squeeze-In, your main squeeze since 1945. Finish off your day with an evening at the Duck Inn, their relaxing entertainment lounge-style patio at 453 Woodlawn Avenue in Sunbury is the perfect place to duck in and have a drink.
Back at Central Mountain, where the Wildcats now will flop sides of the field, and instead of going to the 49.5 on one side, they go to the 49.5 on the other. They just basically move the ball 3 inches.
Let's see if they give the Braves a punt that they can return, because you know how well we like to give those two young men the ball back there.
Well, and it is going to be a returnable punt, but it hits at about the 15, the 20, and then runs out of bounds. It was returnable for a minute, but Luke Snyder thought better of it, and a pretty good punt to the 16-yard line.
I think they did a smart job. They angled it to the sideline so that Shikellamy could not get it. I'm sure that they have seen the Braves special teams play. Well, now the Braves need to take control. They got to get a couple of first downs, and you know, the only time they've gotten a first down is when they've thrown the ball. They have not got a first down by running it.
Ball's at the 16-yard line, 1st and 10, 11:52 to go here early in the first half. Shikellamy in the second quarter as well. Shikellamy with a 3-0 lead. We'll get you updated on some scores in just a minute. As under center for the Braves will be Raybuck. Raybuck with a long count. He will hand the ball off far side to Luke Snyder. Snyder tries to turn. He will turn into the line and grab about a yard.
And try to run, you know, standard wing tee sweep. And again, you know, you got to get the guard out there to kick out and the guard to turn up. And I don't know if Central Mountain's getting too deep of penetration and knocking those guys off. But Snyder has nobody blocking for him out there.
Wing to the far side of the field. One receiver to the near side. Raybuck under center. He will hand the ball off to Schaefer Knights, and Schaefer Knights is hammered at the 20-yard line.
I mean, there's absolutely nobody blocked on that play.
But what did Coach Hort used to call that? A lookout block where all the linemen turn around and yell, "Look out!"
Look out, yeah. Well, again, I haven't got a chance. We're pretty far away. I don't know if Central Mountain's linemen are stunting, if they're slanting, crossing people's noses. But, you know, it seems like every time they give the ball off to the back, the hole is closed.
Third down and 7, ball at the 19-yard line. Big third down opportunity here for the Braves. Back to pass, Raybuck has time, fires it along downfield, making the adjustment, and just missing it is Jaden Packer. He had it on his fingertips and couldn't hang on. Made a beautiful adjustment to the ball, though.
Catch the ball.
Well, that one's going to fall incomplete, so it's going to be up to Nick Kuntz to put another 60-yarder on the board tilt the field.
We'll take 40 to 50, you know.
He's setting the bar too high. We're expecting more now.
Yeah.
He will officially boot this one away from the 20-yard line. It'll be 4th and 7 from the 20.
He'll be standing at the 8?
Yes, he will be standing at the 8-yard line, and he'll get the snap. And he'll line it up, and he'll get another pretty good one off.
Yep.
But this one's going to be returnable at about the 38-yard line, to the 40, to the 50, and now to the 49-yard line. That's as far as Fultz will make it.
So it's a 30-yard punt, all right, although he did kick it probably to the 35-yard line.
The net, yeah.
The net, but yeah. Like after they take the taxes off of the punt, you got a 30-yarder. Not as gross pay.
It's not a gross punt. It's just a net punt.
And again, excellent field position for the Wildcats inside Braves territory on the left hash.
They have spent a lot of time in Shikellamy territory here in this first half. 3-0 Shikellamy, 10:27 to go here in the quarter. And in the half as well. Double wing to the near side, moving left to right from the far hash mark. Coming out, it's going to be the quarterback, Myers, and Myers will be hammered at the midfield stripe and go nowhere.
Well, welcome to the entire Shikellamy line and linebacker crew. Nice job. I mean, you know, they tried to get the quarterback probably almost like a lead play with some blockers out in front, and all the linemen adjusted and went with him, and they lost a half a yard. Or a yard, I would say.
Actually, a full yard back to the 50-yard line. So that's just about where we started the quarter. It was about the 50-yard line.
You're right.
So Myers now in the shotgun with a wing to the far side, now moving to the near side. He'll have a running back to his left, and they will get the call and go maybe about 2 yards, and that's it, before Derek Turber, comes up and makes the play on the running back. And I could not tell who that was. It looked like 28 on the carry, which would have been Garrison Lucas.
Well, they've got Wetzel in there along with Mason Raybuck. And now number 55 has come in to play a little defensive tackle, and that would be Fernandez.
Eli Fernandez.
Yeah, because he's wearing that number tonight.
So the running back will be Serafini, and that might have been who carried the ball last time. Again, these numbers are different from what they normally wear in these jerseys.
Timeout.
And Central Mountain had to call a timeout, or they were going to end up getting a 5-yard penalty. So with 9 minutes to go here in this first half of play, a second down and 9 coming up. Let's take a quick look at our scoreboard on WKOK.com, get you updated on some of the scores from around the region. Our Blaze Alexander Ford, Built Ford Tough Game of the Week has Montoursville leading Lewisburg 7-0 in the second quarter. First quarter out of Jersey Shore, the Bulldogs with a 21-0 lead over Selinks Grove. Danville up 14-0 on Central Columbia in the first. Southern Columbia, I'm going to assume this is correct. Southern Columbia up 2-0 over Loyal Sock in the second. Must have been a double off the wall.
Yeah.
to score the 2 runs.
I guess. Well, you know, sometimes you don't know how they get a safety. Sometimes it's a snap over the punter's head.
True.
And sometimes they just tackle the guy.
And sometimes it's just the safety. Myers now with a third down, 3rd down and 9. Back to pass. Myers looking, has time. Now the pressure's coming in. He's going to get dropped. They'll officially go down as a sack of 1 yard to the 49-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down and nine.
Well, it's Wetzel in there for sure, and I think number four, which would be
Ethan Turber,
and along with Mason Raybuck in there. And you know, it's kind of nice when the quarterback steps up and there's all this bear paw comes and takes his shoulders with him, all right? And that's a good sack by those guys.
Luke Snyder to the near side, Chase Morgan to the far side at about the 10-yard line. Bennett ready to punt the ball away. Remember, he averages about 36 yards a punt, this one coming from the Shikellamy 49-yard line.
So he should kick it down to the 14 then, right?
Well, we'll see. Puts it away. It is a straight-up-the-shoot kind of punt. It's going to hit at the 30, take a great roll to the 20. I mean, a hop and a roll, and that's going to watermelon its way down to the 13-yard line.
14. What did
you,
I say?
You were right. Never doubt the Chief. That is the new rule.
That is called the luck. Hey, you didn't tell the guys about take the Chief to work day on Wednesday.
Yes, you'll have to check it out on the, I think it's on the 94KX Facebook page, take the Chief to work day.
I spent the day in Kevin's office. Kevin wasn't there, but most of the time. But,
but you did a great job of coaching me how to properly use the mouse in a spreadsheet.
Sure I did.
So
take the Chief to work day.
Check that out on Facebook sometime tonight. After the game, second down, make that first down and 10 at the, call it the 13-yard line with 8:03 to go here in the first half. Shikellamy leading it 3-0. Under center now for the Braves is going to be Raybuck. Raybuck with back split. He'll hand it off, stretch play, coming out to the near side. Actually, off tackle play for Schaefer Knights, and he'll pick up about 4 yards to the 16-yard line.
Did a nice job of stepping inside and getting past the first backer that came to tackle him. But hurry up offense here, Kevin.
They'll go right to the line of scrimmage again. And the handoff once again to number two. And there is not much room there. They're going to push the pile for a gain of one to the 18-yard line. That'll bring up third down and five from the Shikellamy 18. Clock winding with 7:30 to go here in the half.
Number 35. You can tell me he did a nice job. He just stood,
it's going to be Benjamin Harris.
Stood him right up in the hole. There was another backer there too, but just a good defensive play by the backers for Central Mountain.
Third down and they're actually going to make it third down and four because they have to get to about the 22-yard line. And the ball spotted right now at the 18. Backs are split behind Raybuck. One receiver to the near side. Raybuck with a five-step drop. Looking to the middle of the field. Nothing there. He's going to run it to the 20. He's going to put his head down, and that's as far as he's going to get. Is about 2 yards to the 20-yard line. Still brings up a fourth down and two from deep in Shikellamy territory.
The pocket did not break down that time. But, again, all the I don't know how many receivers were out on the pattern, but they were all covered.
So the ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line, and it will bring in Nick Kuntz. And again, the special teams for the Braves have been special, both the first game in returns, second game in returns, and tonight in changing the position of the ball on the field. From his own 8, high snap, controlled, he gets it away, line drive kick, and it's going to hit at the 50, roll right into the hands of the return man at the 40-yard line, coming over to the far side is Fultz now, he's going to get to the corner to the 50, down to the numbers, flags fly to the 30, 20, 15, 10, and spun out of bounds, but that one's coming all the way back to midfield. That's either a hold or a block in the back or a combination of maybe both.
Yeah, I mean, when he got inside the contain guy and there was nobody there, usually if you got your punt return guys in their lanes, there should have been somebody there, but we'll see what they call.
And it is going to be an illegal block. So that's one that's away from the play that is unnecessary, I believe.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it had to have been behind the play, so the returner was already downfield.
He was at
from
the 30,
that point.
Between the 30 and the 20 when that flag got thrown. So.
So that one will be a very expensive penalty because instead of having the ball inside the 20-yard line, that's going to be marched off almost to where he picked up the football.
Yeah, that's a break for Shikellamy.
So, again, it is going to be an unnecessary block.
And that's a 15-yard.
It is, and that'll march it all the way back to the 36-yard line. So with 6 minutes to go here in the first half, Shikellamy with a 3-0 lead here at Central Mountain. The Wildcats with the football, and the ball that could have been at about the red zone 18-yard line is now going to be at the 36-yard line of Central Mountain. Myers in the shotgun with a wing to the near side in the middle of the field, moving left to right. Man in motion to the near side, making it two receivers now to the near. He's going to roll out, fire it downfield, looking long downfield, and it is off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Connor Fultz. Fultz had five steps on the nearest Shikellamy defender, and that was nothing but end zone.
I just don't understand how they get that far behind our defenders. The Shikellamy defender was following him, all right, and he had five yards on him. It was a well-thrown ball, just a little bit too long.
Second down and 10 from the Central Mountain 36-yard line.
And Coach Hoover said they like to go deep, and they did
time. Five on the play clock now as they come to the line of scrimmage. They'll send a wing in motion, making an offset pistol eye. Coming to the near side, swing pass to the 40, to the 50. It'll be good enough for a first down. That swing pass coming out to the near side to Xavier Persun.
I don't know if he lined up in the tight end spot, but it was just an out, and nobody went with him.
Actually, they say he stepped out before the 50-yard line. It will be a gain of 11, so it will be a first down by just a little bit.
Again, the pass defense, they have to pick it up. Talking about the guys that are in the secondary.
Two receivers to the far side of the field, one to the near side. Shotgun formation, sidecar to the left. Myers will send a man in motion. They'll give it to that man in motion. He will come around the corner, get to the 50, make a man miss, and a touchdown saving tackle at the 43-yard line. Braylon Corner is the wing back that carried that one 9 yards for almost a touchdown.
And you know who made that tackle downfield?
Was that Rouse?
Ozzy.
Oh,
it was number 72, Kevin.
Osvaldo Baez.
Ozzy Baez, all right.
I knew there was a 7 involved in that. Couldn't tell if it was a 2 or a 3. Second down and 1, clock winding with 5:05 to go here in the first quarter. First half. Back to pass now with a 3-step drop. Myers, pressure's coming. He unloads, and it is caught but out of bounds. A great effort on the far side. That looked like it was Wolfram there on the far side, the split end.
You see what I mean by making a play, Kevin? I mean, that ball was there. They should have both been collapsing on him, and, you know, luckily he was out of bounds.
Third down and 1. Shikellamy leading it 3-0, looking for what could be, at this point, a field goal as the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game.
Or one of Nick Kuhn's punts.
or the
stop down there.
Or the stop on fourth and goal at the 2 or 3. That's a good point. So we've got some choices already. Myers now with a handoff. And going nowhere and leaning forward to get back to the original line of scrimmages. Looked like Serafini, and he was met quickly by Luke Snyder, the Mike Packer.
Yes, fourth down.
It will be fourth down, and there is a flag on the play, I believe, right about the line of scrimmage. It's against Central Mountain. You would think they might decline this one. Well, let's see. It's a dead ball foul, personal foul against Central Mountain, and a dead ball foul against the Braves. They will offset and will go to fourth down.
Probably a little bit, hey, let me up. No, I'm not letting you up, all right? And so I'm going to step on you. Well, I'll pick your leg up. You know, that kind of stuff.
So you're saying they were exchanging pleasantries.
Not Christmas card addresses.
Not Christmas card. It's a little early for that, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Maybe what are you going to be for Halloween?
Could be.
Yeah. Do you have a fall festival coming up?
What's your family giving for candy on Halloween night, right?
Here it is, fourth and 1. They'll go with a bunch formation to the far side. The pistol rolling out is going to be Myers. Myers has the first down to the 40. Broke a tackle, has a blocker down to the 30-yard line, and is knocked out of bounds They'll spot him out at the 30-yard line, and that'll be a gain of 13 on 4th and 1.
For you fans of the football in the 70s and 80s, that looked like a Mount Carmel student
body left.
Because they had a lot of people over there. They overrun you with blockers.
It did look a little like student body left. You're right. Ball at the 30-yard line, under 4 to go here in the first half. Central Mountain already drove it to the 3-yard line and stalled it out there and turned it over on downs. They're trying to get back on inside the red zone again. Myers, with 3 seconds left, ended up with a false start. I was going to say might have had delay of game, but it was a false start. That'll march it back to the 35-yard line. And, you know, Central Mountain has had only 7 penalties to this point of the season. For 53 yards, they've had 2 penalties here technically on this drive. Well, 3 with three. The unsportsmanlike and the offsetting. First and 15 with the clock winding now with 3:25 to go here in a fairly quickly moving first half at Central Mountain. Shikellamy leading it 3-0. Myers now will break the huddle and send one receiver to the near side, one to the far side, and a slot to the near. Actually, they'll go double wing to the near. Shotgun formation. Myers does the option, and he made the right call. Nobody was on the option, man. He'll get down to the 25-yard line before he's finally dropped by Turber Ortiz. It was Rocco Serafini who was the option.
Usually, in that situation, the linebacker has to scrape outside and take that line, that pitch, and they did not. They ran the corner off with the receiver down the right side, and that took him out of the play. So you're counting on your linebackers to get over there.
Good enough for 11. Second down and 4 for the Wildcats.
Or where's your safety at? He can come flying up there too.
Myers in the shotgun, sidecar right, 3 receivers to the far side. He will hand the ball off. Serafini runs to the outside. He is dropped for a loss. First guy to meet him there was Luke Snyder. Helping him out there was defensive tackle Lucas Wetzel. And that'll march it all the way back to the 28-yard line. That'll be a loss of 4.
Well, they didn't give him the corner. You got to give whoever was playing on that on the far side from us here, on our far right side, the corner out there. I think it's at number 4. It's not number 4. 4 is on this side. We're so far away, it's hard to see the numbers.
Well, that side is probably either Schaefer or Packer.
Yeah, but probably Schaefer.
Packer's on the near side,
Schaefer did not let him get outside, and he had to slow up, and that gave Luke Snyder a chance. They're going to have to call timeout here.
And they are. There was going to be a 5-yard penalty here, so it's going to be a timeout by Central Mountain, and I believe that will be their final timeout. Braves still have 2 remaining with a minute 29 to go here in the first half. Shikellamy leading it by 3-0 with the field goal after driving the ball 48 yards on a turnover on the first series for Central Mountain. Remember, the Braves will get the ball to start the second half now.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. We intercepted.
Yes.
On the first play.
Yes. You know, I kind of recapped it there for
you.
But
thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you're taking care of me.
We've been together too long, buddy. I'll take care of you.
I'm feeling the cold air starting to drop down off the mountain here, right? So
it's now brisk and refreshing.
Brisk, yes. Brisk, baby.
It's brisk and refreshing here in Mill Hall.
Braves got to get out of this. They do not want to go, they've been ahead 3-0 the entire first half here. The Braves do not have a first down, running first down, Kevin.
Wow. Myers now with a sidecar to his right. Third down and long. Back to pass. Myers fires it. It is a wobbler. It is caught for the first down at the 16-yard line. Wobbly pass, but brought in by Connor Foltz.
Again, wide open. In between two people, and I don't know if I think they're playing cover 2.
So that'll mark it down to the 16-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 at the 16. They'll set the ball for play, and the clock will wind with a minute 10 to go and a 3-0 Shikellamy lead. Braves looking for a stop here. Central Mountain trying to get on the board. Remember, they have not scored in the first half more than 1 touchdown this year. They have not scored at all in the second quarter. Back to pass. Myers rolling out under pressure. Fires it into the back of the end zone. That was a smart move because he got hammered by Fernandez,
number 55.
He got hammered by Fernandez as soon as he left it going. He threw that ball basically to the field house, which is well behind the play.
And there were defenders from for Shikalimi there, too.
Yes.
One, I think there were two. But there were also two receivers there, if I'm not mistaken.
There were a couple of camo jerseys there.
I hate them. I really do.
I love what they're for.
I love what it's for, but it's just,
They just need contrast with the numbers. The numbers are black on camouflage jerseys, and that makes it really tough to figure out who's where.
They keep...
And they're going to have a delay here. Nope. And yeah, there is going to be a delay. I was going to say they might have just gotten it off, so it will be delay of game. It'll be second down and 15 at the 20.
Two times in a row, Kevin, that a player came off the sidelines to go in, and I thought you had to huddle up, you had to huddle up before... You mean you can just walk in off the sidelines?
Well, you can't walk into the play. I think everybody can't be set and then you walk in. I believe that's how it's set up. Although, do not quote me on that.
I'm not. All right.
Second down and 15 at the 22-yard line. There's a bunch of people right now listening to it going, you dummies, here's what it is. Here's the rule.
Well, you can't just step on the field, all right?
Right.
You know, that's a lonesome.
Right.
The lonesome stand with the cheerleaders and then walk onto the field
right.
And snap of the ball.
Myers with the offset pistol will come around to the near side after the play fake. He's in trouble. Fires it into the end zone. Intercepted in the end zone, and they'll bring it out. Jaden Packer goes to the far side. He got hammered at the 12-yard line. I'll tell you what, if they didn't make that tackle, Packer might have gotten to the corner and had a long way to run.
Yep, Jaden was on his way, but nice job of picking that ball. See, he made the play. He stepped in front of the pass with the receiver there. And took it off of it.
And I know what a lot of people are thinking right now. Why take it out of the end zone? He was about 3 yards deep. It wasn't really deep into the end zone. And when you get an interception as a high school player, it is really hard to think, oh, I got to kneel down and take it to the 20.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to take it back.
Well, he looks to his right and he sees nothing but green.
That's
pasture,
a good point,
right?
Too.
So, and Jaden can pick him up and put him down. His dad was a good athlete, and his mother was a good athlete, all right? I'm telling you, okay?
38.8 seconds remaining. Braves will have the ball at the 13-yard line and a 3-0 lead. Raybuck now under center with a wing to the near side. Who's coming to the far side? And a handoff goes to Schaefer Knight. Spins through one tackle. Down to the 15. They'll get him to the 16-yard line.
I think that's going to be... Oh, they're going to call a timeout.
And it looks like Coach Kizer will call a timeout with 30 seconds remaining. Two timeouts left one timeout now left for the Braves and a 3-0 lead.
Little history lesson on Packer.
All right.
His dad was Tom Packer, played basketball for Shikalimi, and his mom was Sheila Cuckoo, was a excellent girls basketball player. So how can you not be a good athlete, all right?
That's a great question.
Yeah, good for them. And I was afraid, and he took a heck of a hit there. And I was
hoping, took a shot.
I was hoping he would hold on to the ball because that would be bad too. You bring the ball and you get smacked and you fumble.
That's what we saw in game one.
Yes,
if you remember, Shikalimi, the benefit of that, threw an interception on the tackle, had the strip, and got the ball right back.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds remaining here in the first half. When we get with you at halftime, we'll take a look at the WKOK scoreboard. Recap the only score so far in the first half. And get ready for the second half of play here on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. Thank you for joining us both online, on the radio, and on YouTube, which could be on your living room TV right now. If you have a smart TV.
Or your computer.
Or your computer.
Or your phone.
That's also true. There are so many ways. Raybuck now under center with a back split behind him on second down and long. He will go with Martin. Martin has the corner. Martin has some grass. Martin gets to the first down marker and just beyond to the 24-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8, and the Braves will call a timeout with 19.2 to go. And, yeah, there's another one of those guys in the backfield that if he finds a little bit of a seam, he was one step from taking that one the rest of the way. He's got the speed.
That was one of my favorite plays. Scissors. You know,
there you go.
It's not a counter play. You know, you're going back towards the left side, and you got Martin coming, and it's a handoff pretty deep into the backfield. And again, you know, Martin with, like you talked about, great speed.
You have 19.2 seconds to go. You have to imagine that Central Mountain is going to go and play deep right now and play protect. What do you do?
Just don't turn the ball over.
That's a very good thought.
I mean, you got from the 25, you got 75 yards to go to the goal line, all right? So I would just, if you want to go for something deep, that's fine. Or if you want to just pick up some more yards on the ground with a draw, or we haven't seen a screenplay this year yet.
No, we have not from anybody this year. 19.2 to go, first and 10 from the Shikellamy 25-yard line. Raybuck with back split behind him. He will set up, and he will hand the ball off. It's going to be a reverse. Coming to the near side, getting a block from Raybuck. Well, almost getting one. And making it needed, was Luke Snyder. He needed that block.
All right.
Raybuck kind of made the block, but didn't quite finish off on that block. And that will do it for the first half of play. A very unusual score at the end of the first half. Shikellamy 3, Central Mountain nothing. This is Shikellamy Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
It's game time. Football season is here, and Buffalo Wild Wings has everything you need for a great tailgate. Take out food for a watch party at home, or stop in and stay for that welcoming neighborhood atmosphere with front row seats for everyone. Watch your favorite game at B-Dubs, and you'll get in the spirit for sure. Buffalo Wild Wings in Selins Grove, your go-to place for sports, fun, and great food.
I know it's summer, but the four most important words this coming winter might be heating oil price protection. Did you know you can guarantee your heating oil price for the next year and pay with monthly payments? MidPen Energy's Easy Pay has been the preferred choice of many customers because they save when the prices go up, but still get the cash price when prices go down. Your benefits include a capped price, no fees, monthly payments, automatic delivery, and no contracts and no credit checks. Enrollment time is limited. Find out more or sign up today at MidPenEnergy.com.
In an average lifetime, we have 7 to 10 major events. We buy our first car, rent or buy our first home, get married, start a business, have children, a child starts driving, and we retire. But life is not always average or predictable. For all of life's events, common or exceptional, Sholley Insurance Agency is here to help. Sholley Insurance Agency offers coverage for your home, auto, life, business, and employee benefits through best-in-class carriers like Grange Insurance. Sholley Insurance Agency, we're here to help. Visit us at ShalleyAgency.com.
Family-owned and operated, Sholley Insurance, located in Selins Grove and Lewisburg.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. And for years, we've been saying it's worth the drive to Route 45. Well, what does that mean? It means you're going to get the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle in stock. Check out our inventory at BlazeAlexanderFord.com and compare it to the competition. It means we have a selection of over $12 million of inventory. So whatever it is that you're looking for, we typically have it on our lot. It means you're going to get service after the sale that's second to none. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
Halftime here at Central Mountain High School. Welcome those of you joining us on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. It is halftime here at Central Mountain, where the Shikellamy Braves lead the Wildcats by a score of 3-0. And that happened very early in the game. It was the first series for the Braves. Actually, it was the first series for Central Mountain on about the third play. An interception at the 48-yard line of Central Mountain. Braves were able to march it in before a 22-yard field goal was put onto the board by Nick Kuntz, who kicks his first field goal, I believe, in two seasons.
I think you're right, Kevin. I think you are right.
It wasn't by a whole lot, but it was effective, and right now it's the difference in the ball game, 3-0. Central Mountain was able to push the ball in the next series all the way down inside the 5 to the 3, turned it over on downs with a great defensive stand by the Braves defense, who played bend but not break defense here in the first half.
A lot of it, and they actually played better defense from the middle of the first, well, actually the end of the first quarter to the end of the half. Their defense was a lot better, especially against the run. If you remember, Central Mountain came out and tried to throw the ball in the first series, got intercepted. The next time they got the ball, they tried one pass. Everything else was down the field, and they ran the ball very well. Quarterback ran the ball well. They also had that little delayed handoff in the backfield for a halfback, and they got that the ball down about the four-yard line. And of course, a great stop by the Braves to stop them from getting in the end zone.
And Shikellamy was able to get two interceptions. They were able to stop the Central Mountain Wildcats late in the second quarter as well with an interception in the end zone and then bringing it out for the Braves. Is that Packer?
Packer.
I lost track of who
Packer,
it was.
Number 15.
Yeah. Jaden Packer made the catch in the end zone, decided to bring it out, got it about the 12-yard line, got hammered at the 12-yard line. But, boy, if he turned the corner and beat that one man, he might have gone the distance.
Yeah,
and that could have been a different first half.
Jaden can pick him up and put him down, too. You know, I wanted to mention this. I think the coaches are doing a nice job of resting the defensive and offensive linemen. You know, Rouse has been going both ways, but you'll notice once in a while he's not in on a series or they take him out. They've been moving people in and out. They put Fernandez in there and moved Mason Raybuck over. Probably the only defensive lineman that's been in and play has probably been Lucas Wetzel.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they're, you know, they're just doing, I think, an excellent job of spelling people, because it's a cool night. We're not worried about that. But the fact that, you know, hey, listen.
They're down in numbers tonight.
Yeah, they are. And I know that it's been a long time ago, but I remember, you know, when you do go both ways and you don't come off the field, once in a while you can get a little tired, even in the best shape that you're in. But I thought the coaching staff's done an excellent job there. I'm also thinking that they made some adjustments. I think the defense made some adjustments against the running attack that Central Mountain was doing, because, boy, I'll tell you what, that second series that they had, their offensive line did a stellar job of getting people off the ball and getting the linebacker, taking the linebackers out of the play, and then that went away. So somebody saw something and changed it. I don't know exactly what it was, but they still are having trouble with that secondary. They're having difficulty guys getting open or
there have been a couple of guys have been wide open.
Or not breaking on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, you talk about going through somebody when they're about to catch the ball, but I'm not saying you're doing that as much as getting there, all right, getting your hands on them. And, of course, I'm saying that, and we've had two interceptions, so what are we talking about?
Well, I think that makes the Braves now even. On the season turnover ratio.
Turnovers.
I'll take a quick gander of that here in just a second here. Actually, they're plus one now.
The only penalty the Braves have is that...
The 15-yard offsetting.
Offsetting one. So they haven't... you know, and you think about it, Kevin. You got probably three or four brand-new offensive linemen there. Mm-hmm. Listen to Brody's cadence, and they haven't jumped off sides, and there hasn't been any motion as far as that goes. So, all things considered, they had a great first half. And, Kevin, look what's coming up over the mountain over there.
Oh,
all right.
There's a moon out tonight.
Oh, yeah, there's a dandy. So, maybe we'll be able to see our
spotters charts here by moonlight tonight. Yeah,
this is awesome. I'm sitting here watching it come up, Kevin. It's like sitting on the beach. All right, except we're not on the beach.
I was going to say,
on the top of the mountain.
You don't want to see this sitting on the beach right now, Chief. I can tell you that right now. That is one thing you don't want to see. But here we are at the half, 3-0 in favor of Shikellamy over Central Mountain. We'll run down the scoreboard, give you the Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week update when we return on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with the biggest Jeep sale of the year.
Run, don't walk. We'll even pick you up. Every new Jeep is discounted for this event.
Now that's huge, Troy. Every Jeep discounted. You never pay over sticker here. So get here soon for the best selection. Adventure Days is all about having fun in your Jeep, and we are Jeep people. Let us show you why we sell more Jeeps for less.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-980-JEEP or visit online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
This is Dr. Dunnigan from Shamokin Dam Health Center. If you suffer from muscle strain, chronic pain, or any other type of injury, we can help. We provide rehabilitation, interventional pain management, massage therapy, and chiropractic in our opioid-free multi-specialty center. We welcome new patients as we are dedicated to helping you become free of the limitations of pain, restoring pain-free function to your life. Call for your appointment, 570-743-4333. That's 570-743-4333.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallin' Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy. Burgers, pizza, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, even cauliflower pizza. Check out their Facebook page for daily specials and find out more about their delivery within a 5-mile radius. Free Fallin' Grill open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, Saturdays, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
Hi, Mike here, and if you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, get to Blaze Alexander Buick GMC of Sunbury for the hottest deals of the month. While everyone else is marking their vehicles up, we are discounting everything. That's right, Blaze Alexander in Sunbury is discounting every new and pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Biggest discounts, lowest rates, most for your trades, best deals guaranteed. Only one place does all that. That's why we take the deals the others won't. Blaze Alexander Buick GMC of Sunbury.
Proud sponsor of Penn State Athletics.
Welcome back to Central Mountain High School, and welcome to those of you watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel with the Shikellamy Marching Braves performance there. It is, Chief has been watching the moon out tonight. He is focused on that, and we'll show you what he's been watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel here in just a few minutes, just a few seconds, but... In the meantime, let's run down some of the scores on WKOK.com in our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. In the second quarter, Lewisburg and Montoursville on 100.9, the Valley tied at 7. Elsewhere, Jersey Shore pounding Selins Grove 49-0, that game in the second. Danville 28, Central Columbia nothing in the second. Loyal Sock leading Southern Columbia 13-2. At the half.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise
there.
Yeah,
that is a surprise. You got it.
Milton right now shutting out Midwest. Not easy for me to say. 28-0 in the second. Halftime for Mount Carmel and Warrior Run, and Mount Carmel leading it 42-0. Mifflinburg 14, Shamokin 7. That in the second. Also in the second, South Williamsport 39, Columbia Montorbo Tech 6. Line Mountain 21, Tri-Valley 7 in the second, and it's scoreless between Bloomsburg and Hughesville. So that's a rundown of the scores from across the region. And when we get an opportunity, we'll give you a chance to look at the moon tonight.
Hey, listen,
you found out some details on the moon.
I sure did. You know, local and amateur sky watcher Dr. Hartman informed me that it's the harvest moon between Jupiter and Saturn. I don't know if it's Dr. Hartman or if it's wife Jean, but they gave me an update on what it is.
So. There you go. If you're watching on our WKOK Sports YouTube channel, you can see the moon rise there by the Chief. And so, it is a harvest moon. Is that why it's orange? Because it's a harvest moon?
I would imagine. Well, that's because the sun's still shining a little
bit. Now, which side is Jupiter and which side is Mars?
I guess we'll have to ask the Hartmans. But thank faithful listeners and watchers of our games, all right? But we got the text that it is the harvest moon between Jupiter and Saturn.
And maybe Mark, maybe our next piece of music will be Harvest Moon from Neil Young.
Could be.
Probably not.
But thanks. Always enjoy getting bits of information that we don't know.
Well, all big right. Thank you to our WKOK Sports YouTube channel crew tonight. Elizabeth DeRoba is our technical director. On camera is Becca Regal and Sharique Flowers helping us out tonight here in Mill Hall. 3-0, Shikellamy leading Central Mountain at the half. This is the WKOK Halftime Report on News Radio 1070 WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your fall adventures in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Drive slow down Market Street in Sunbury and keep your eyes peeled to find the small but mighty Squeeze-In, bringing you the best dogs you'll find on this side of the river with specialty options that will satisfy any eater like the Cubano, the Reuben, and the Squeeze Dog. The Squeeze-In, your main squeeze since 1945. Finish off your day with an evening at the Duck Inn, their relaxing entertainment lounge style patio at 453 Woodlawn Avenue in Sunbury is the perfect place to duck in and have a drink.
I think I found the perfect house for our family, but I'm not sure where to start or if I have enough money for a down payment.
When we bought our home, we worked with Mary Jo at Norrie Bank. She was a complete rock star. We could not have done it without her. Let me get you her number.
Buying a home can be confusing and complicated, but don't worry. You've got Norrie Bank. We work hard so that you can close on your new mortgage quickly. To learn more about how Norrie Bank can help you with your finances when it comes to buying a home and beyond, visit NorrieBank.com. The Northumberland National Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Central Mountain. Kevin Hur along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Welcome you back on our WKOK Sports YouTube channel as well. Shikellamy leading it by a 3-0 score here at the end of the first half. Braves get the ball to start the second half. Chief, what do you need to see them establish here to kind of add to this lead?
The running game. I think that if they're going to be successful at throwing the ball, they're going to have to be able to, you know, pick some first downs up by running the football. And, you know, they've tried the sweep and they've tried off tackle. They've tried, you know, guard traps. And what has worked well for them has been the counter. They've already, you know, used the scissors play and they've had the double reverse. So they got a couple of those plays out of the playbook that we haven't seen, all right, especially at the end of the first half. I think they have to continue to play defense up front the way they have in the second quarter. The defensive line doing a nice job. And the linebackers, the backs have to take some chances once in a while on those pass plays. And the most important thing is get some pressure on the quarterback, keep him in the pocket, don't let him roll out. And keep the faith, baby.
Well, the first points of the game happened, and the only points of the game happened in the first quarter on the Braves' first series. After a Central Mountain turnover at about the midfield stripe, the Braves got an interception at the 48-yard line, drove it down to about the 10-yard line, kicked a 22-yard field goal to get the 3-0 lead. Two big stops, one on the next series where Central Mountain drove the ball down to the 3-yard line. Braves defense on a 4th-and-1 at the 3, stuffed the running play by the fullback, and then got an interception late in the second quarter in the end zone to stop yet another Central Mountain drive. So the Braves have definitely bent defensively, but not completely broken. They will return to the field here in just a few minutes here at Central Mountain High School. This is Shikellamy Braves football. 3-0, Braves leading Central Mountain on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with the biggest Jeep sale of the year.
Run, don't walk. We'll even pick you up. Every new Jeep is discounted for this event.
Now that's huge, Troy. Every Jeep discounted. You never pay over sticker here. So get here soon for the best selection. Adventure Days is all about having fun in your Jeep, and we are Jeep people. Let us show you why we sell more Jeeps for less.
Come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
The relaxing atmosphere at Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury is just one of the many reasons it's the perfect place to spend your evening. Visit them Wednesday through Friday to finish off your workday or stop out for a Saturday night on the patio featuring local entertainment. With delicious, freshly made appetizers and entrees, including their well-known goat cheese dip and new dishes almost every week, the Midtown Bistro is sure to satisfy. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook or check them out at 323 Rear Market Street in Sunbury after the game.
The weather is getting cooler and the leaves are changing in Central PA. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. If your current agent is falling short, it's time to give Purdy Insurance a call. We're a local, family-owned independent agency ready to find the right insurance to fit your needs. You can call us at 570-286-5855, stop in our office on Market Street in Sunbury, or head to our website at purdyinsurance.com to find out what we can do for you.
We welcome those of you back on News Radio 1070 WKOK as we get ready for the teams to do their warm-ups here. That'll give us an opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
3-0, Shikellamy leading the Central Mountain Wildcats here at the half here in Mill Hall tonight. This is the two long trips for the Braves this year. They will be back at home against Jersey Shore next week. And Jersey Shore is just having their way with an injury-riddled Selins Grove team tonight up at Thompson Street Stadium, Chief.
They have had their way with everybody. The first three games, Kevin. And, you know, to do what they did to Lewisburg last week, Lewisburg not probably as strong as they've been in the past, but, you know, Jersey Shore and Selins Grove has been a great rivalry. And probably Selins Grove ends up playing them twice every year, but I don't think they've ever been in this situation where they've been behind by so much in the first half.
It is a very, very interesting night across the region here on in high school sports. And, you know, you talked about the game last week where Jersey Shore just pummeled Lewisburg.
73-0 at halftime.
Well, it's 49-0 right now.
I know.
And that's unbelievable. Danville leading Central Columbia 42-0. That game is still in the second quarter. Milton is having a really good year, 28-0 over Midwest in the second. That's a program that needed some positivity somewhere along the line. And I think, you know, these two teams right now, Central Mountain probably had a little bit more positive games over the last couple of years than the Braves have had. But, you know, these are two teams right now, tonight and this year, that definitely need something positive to happen. Braves, I think, a little bit more maybe than Central Mountain because, again, not having some success last year as well.
Yeah. You know, I think Coach Davis, Phil Davis, is still at Milton.
I believe so.
And he's had the program the last 5 or 6 years, and they've gotten them better and better and better. So
they've got athletes there. There's no question about that.
And he's got the kids playing for him, and he's got that beautiful facility up there. I think this is one of the first years that we don't play Milton, isn't it?
It's been a long time, but you're right. They do have the new facility there that they opened up in week one. And we are just about ready for the second half to begin. Central Mountain in their white pants with the Pennsylvania Army National Guard camo uniforms. The Braves in their road white uniforms. And, of course, the typical blue helmet there for Shikellamy. By the way, I think we're one phase short of a full moon tonight. You were asking about that last week.
I'm not 100% sure.
Well, I have one of those clocks up on the wall that tells you the moon phase, and I think it's got one more to fill in yet.
I do know when I was a kid.
Actually, you know what? I think it might have filled in that since last night.
It looks pretty cool. Now.
We'll share that with you on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
Little Neil Young.
Little Neil Young and Harvest Moon. Thank you very much, Mark Lawrence, our producer tonight. Right on the money.
I do know when I was a kid that you used to be able to pick corn on the harvest moon in the evenings, all right, because you had moonlight to do it.
Actually, I can smell the kettle corn now.
You know, that's a different
corn. That's a different type of corn? Oh,
wouldn't want to take field corn and make popcorn out of it, Kev.
I got a field corn story I'll tell you another time we have more time. I had one growing in my yard accidentally. I was so excited. I had this corn out of nowhere, and I waited all summer last year, and it was field corn. Talk about disappointing. Squib kick, and it's going to roll to about the 25, taken by one of the up men at the 25-yard line. That's actually going to be taken to the
Snyder.
39, and Snyder will do it.
Luke Snyder had it. So they got good field position. They're going to be around the 39-yard line.
And that was a good choice. That was headed to the numbers, and it might have gone out of bounds, but it was going to take a little bit to get out of bounds. So Snyder made the right choice of picking that one up and doing with what he can.
I thought he did a nice job of picking up a knuckleball like that too, Kevin.
Yeah. When that ball's running sideways like that, you don't know what's going to happen. So it's 1st and 10 at the Shikellamy 38-yard line on the first play from scrimmage here in the second half. Braves leading it 3-0. They will bring everybody right to the line of scrimmage. And coming out to the near side is Schaefer. Wing to the near side. Wing, actually, double wing right now. And one lone back behind Rabick. Rabick sends Martin in motion. Here's the pitch to Schaefer Knights. Makes a man miss. Cuts it to the inside. Now he's going to come to the near side. To the 45, to the 50. He's gone to the outside. Down the numbers to the 35. Down to the 32-yard line. And he's tackled from behind with a touchdown-saving tackle at the 31.
I don't like this direction. Let's just turn it around and go the opposite way. And, of course, with the flow of the defense, everybody had moved to the Braves' right side. And he's coming back against the grain, and he needed one block, and he did not get it. But
You said this last week, and it happened again. When a running back cuts the grain like that and goes in a different direction, you wait for the flag to come for a block in the back, and there wasn't any
this time. You're right, Kevin.
Backs are split. Man in motion is going to be Martin again. Here's the handoff. Schaefer Knights, left side, left tackle off the 30-yard line. He'll get to the 29. They will give him just about 2 yards on that first down carry.
Isaac and Luke are probably going to have a couple of black and blue marks on their bodies because just a nice job of stuffing the block and taking people backwards. And it's not just one tackler. It's usually two or three in on that.
Well, the big play like that, the Braves right now need to put points on the board, and they need to get this in the blue-painted end zone. Rabick now under center. Backs are split. They've been moving the ball on the ground. They'll continue to do that. Off the right side, Morgan. Morgan will try to get to the corner. He gets to the edge. He's got the first down at the 21-yard line.
I think he might be a little short, Kevin.
And they are going to spot him about a yard short. So give him 7 on the carry. We'll bring up a 3rd down, I believe, in 1.
I thought they had him several times, Kevin, but he just seemed to, step out of the block and keep moving. So 3rd and short here for another 1st down for the Braves.
10-10 to go here in the 3rd quarter. Braves on their opening drive of the 2nd half. 3rd down and 1. They'll go tight formation. They're going to send the tight end, Wetzel, to the near side with a wing to the near side. Backs are split. Overloading the front. And the Braves jumped off, but was there somebody in the neutral zone at the same time?
I'm sure it's going to be the Braves.
You're right. It is going to be against the Braves.
Again, an unfortunate situation.
So now a 3rd down and 1 turns into a 3rd down and 6 for Shikellamy. At the Central Mountain 27-yard line.
And there was more than one Brave that went off sides. you know the snap count, you know your quarterback's cadence, and you know you let the motion of the defense take over.
Well, not making excuses, but Central Mountain did put a lot of guys in the box, and they were jamming more in there too.
There's eight guys on the line of scrimmage all the time, Kevin.
They were jamming more guys in every gap they could find. So now the Braves will split up a little bit and split out. Go to shotgun. They'll send Packer to the far side of the field now. And now they'll send another to the far side of the field, but I think two men were in motion at the same time. And we'll see that. Yeah. It's definitely against the Braves.
So we go from third and one to third and
11. Changes the complexion of the play just a little bit.
Wow.
So now at the 32-yard line with 9:05 to go here in the third quarter, Shikellamy leading it 3-0 on their opening drive that got down to the 22-yard line. Now it's marched back to the 32-yard line. Has to get to the 21 for a first down.
So, Kevin, was it a fact that somebody wasn't lined up right, that they made the first move, and then the other person was actually the person in motion?
I believe, yes. Shotgun, high snap control, pressure's coming. Rabick is going to get sacked at the 41-yard line.
Never had a chance.
No, pressure came right from the outside, and I believe that was coming from the outside by Quarter.
It was a corner, and there's nobody in the backfield to block, okay? So there's nobody in the he can't be blocked by the line.
Well, now we have seen big punts of 40, 50, and 60 yards from Kuntz. Now we're going to see how accurate he is to pin him deep, because he'll take this snap at about the Shikellamy 47-yard line. Clock winding under 8 minutes now. Good snap. He'll boot the ball away. It'll be a high punt that'll hit at about the 20. Take a straight hop. Now it'll roll in toward the 14 to the 15. Now, I'm sorry, to the 16 to the 15 and now to the 14.
Good punt.
It is an inside the 20, and that's all you can ask.
Good punt. Good job by Central Mountain. You know, again, Shikellamy shot themselves in the foot twice there with two penalties, but, you know, then they got a sack on the third down and 11.
So Central Mountain now will have their first possession of the second half with 7:42 to go here in the third, and the ball at their own 14-yard line. Myers will be in the pistol this time with a bunch formation to the far side, ball in the far hash mark. Myers with a long count. He will take the ball himself, thinking about option. He'll get to the 15-yard line, and the entire right side of the Shikellamy Braves defense is in there to make the tackle. Schaefer Knight's one of the guys in there as well.
Along with Mason Raybuck and number 25, which would be, I believe, I'm trying to think of
Morgan.
No, he's 28. 25 for Shikellamy.
I'm drawing a blank myself. Oh, that's going to be Turber.
Yeah, Turber.
Derek Turber.
Yeah. That's the ticket.
Too many number changes tonight. Confuses
and
us.
Not enough light to see our numbers.
That's also another problem. Myers with the pump fake. Sets up, fires it down. Oh, that is intercepted. I believe he kept his feet in bounds. They had a signal with a hand up. And it is. It's Shikellamy football. I think it was Schaefer Knights with the pick.
Well, the person that was back there would have been, I think, Chase Morgan. Again, he was in a position. He made a play on the pass,
but he kept his foot in bounds.
Yeah, and he did, and he caught the ball. But again,
I think.
Sorry, folks. I just was too far away.
It was tough to see how far away. I believe it was number two,
okay,
which would be Schaefer Knights. But I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a catch and kept a toe in bounds right in front of the defender.
Well, that's the third interception for the Braves secondary tonight, Kevin.
First and 10 at the 27-yard line. You're right. And here comes the handoff. It's going to be off the left side. Schaefer Knights breaking two tackles, but not the third tackle. He'll gain about three before he is finally brought down. And I believe on the tackle, Actually, it was Lucas, I believe, Garrison Lucas.
You know, Central Mountain is solid, strong kids. They're really doing a nice job of tackling.
Yeah, they have done some really nice open field. The only argument you could make is sometimes they tackle a little bit high, but that's nitpicking a little bit.
Well, when you take a runner like Schaefer Knights, as strong as he is, and get him on his shoulders and put him backwards, that's a pretty doggone good tackle.
And Schaefer Knights gets 0 yards. And rolling out is Rabick. Rabick on the move, fires it, and is tipped and by the receiver. Intended receiver was Morgan. And he couldn't hang on. Tipped it right off of his left hand, I believe. So that'll be a third down and 10 for Shikellamy as they try to get something going here in this drive that will give them an opportunity to maybe put another set of points on the board here with 6:04 to go in a very quickly moving third quarter. Third down and 10 at the 27-yard line of Central Mountain. Braves would love to convert a third down. They haven't done that much this year. Rabick back to pass with a play fake. Has time. Down the middle of the field. In through the hands of his intended receiver, Luke Snyder.
Got to catch him.
Snyder was open, and that was a catchable pass, and it just went right between his hands. And that'll bring up a fourth down and 10. And this is no man's land. This is too far to kick a field goal, not far enough for a punt. Unless you pooch it.
Again, this time Brody had time to throw that ball. And I think that's because of the fact of the play action and also the quick patterns. Well, they're down to 13 seconds here with the play clock.
Fourth down and 10. They'll go shotgun with a wing to the near side. Nope, that's going to be a receiver to the far side now with 2 seconds left. They're going to get the play away. Pressure's coming. Rabick's going to break out of the pocket. He has grass in front of him if he wants to run. He's going to fire it deep, and it is incomplete. Intended in the corner.
Number 6.
For Miguel Ocasio Pagan. And Pagan could not get his hands on that one, and it was almost tipped into the defender's hands and then into another Braves hand.
That ball was delivered on the run, and Brody had gotten himself out of a lot of trouble. He didn't get sacked, and he threw it on the run. And, again, I think it was, I hate to use the word, catchable.
It was not a bad pass.
No, it was not.
It was a pretty good pass, and again, just could not quite make the completion. So a turnover on downs. The Braves cannot convert on that turnover. Now Central Mountain will come back with the ball. First and 10 at the 27-yard line. Under 6 to go. 3-0. Shikellamy here in the third quarter. Handoff. Ball's on the ground. And it's still loose. So the Braves have it.
Number 4.
It's going to be recovered by the Braves.
And there's a penalty, too, because...
And it's going to be Turber going to pick it up.
And Turber, after he was on the floor, the guy jumped on him, knocked him over. I'm sure I saw a flag.
Yes. There is a flag right at the recovery point at the 13-yard line.
That's going to be a personal foul, which should be half the distance to the goal line.
Indeed. That's a big penalty that puts the Braves deep inside the 10-yard line, and they're going to put it, let's see, that will be at the 12, so it'll be at the 6-yard line after the fumble recovery on the handoff that looked like it was going to Serafini, and I don't think Serafini ever had it.
Well, Ethan Turber was the offside backer, and he was moving. I mean, he was gone. He was coming to the backside of the play, so when that ball came loose, he was there. He had a better look at it than the quarterback or the halfback.
He had two chances. He had two chances to recover that, too, and missed it the first time. It squirted out, and he hopped on it the second time. This is the fourth turnover for Central Mountain. 3 interceptions and a fumble. Braves trying to capitalize on this one. At the ball now at the 6-yard line of the Wildcats. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter, 3-0 Shikellamy. Backs are split behind Rabick. Rabick hands it off right side. Schaefer Knights inside the 5. Schaefer Knights down to the 2.
Yeah, good run. Did a nice job. He went off tackle, and there was a little bit of a seam to his left. He hit that before he got tackled and fell forward to pick up good yards. Quick snap here, Kevin.
Second and goal at the 3-yard line. Backs are split. It's going to be Rabick. He's going to push. He's going to get shoved. He's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, Shikellamy. Rabick finds pay dirt. and gets his first rushing touchdown of the season to make it 9-0 with 5:18 to go in the third.
So we've come to the role of the quarterback sneak becomes the rugby scrum.
It's a push truck.
It's a push truck. You
right,
got it.
Right.
You got
if you watch Ice Road Truckers, one truck goes up the hill, has a heavy load, the other truck comes in, pushes behind. Push trucking.
Any way you look at it, it's a touchdown, folks.
It is. It's 6 points on the board, and Coots trying to make it ten. Snaps high, sets down. The kick is up. It is a line drive that hits the left upright. No good. That one will rock the upright because that was a bullet.
It seems Nick's not getting his foot under it because it's a line drive. All right.
Both of the kicks tonight were line drives. Yep. So it is 9-0 with 5:18 remaining here in the third quarter of play. And that turnover, that fumble, could very well be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game.
Excellent job by Ethan Turber to just keep dogging on that ball because, you know, you're right. The first time it might have bounced out and he ended up, he had his shoulders and heads towards the ball. The players for Central Mountain, the quarterback and the halfback were actually looking to the sidelines. So,
quick update on the Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. Montoursville leading Lewisburg 14-7 in the third quarter on 100.9 The Valley. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg.
I think that's two equally matched up football teams right now.
Well, you saw Montoursville in the scrimmage.
And Montoursville looked, to me, looked a lot better when I saw them in person. But anyway, Lewisburg's got some injuries, and also the fact that they got beat pretty bad the other week by Jersey Shore.
Well, now Coons is ready to boot the ball away. He'll squib this one, taken by one of the linemen at the 47-yard line of Central Mountain.
Kevin, you know, if that second line starts to run back and the front line of the receiving team stays where they are, why don't you just pooch it right over the top?
Well, I was thinking about that because I'm watching the second line come up. They started about the 35-yard line. Then they drop back to about the 20. And you're right. I think there is an opportunity there to try and hit it in what I like to call no man's land.
But the Braves have given Central Mountain excellent field position here in this third quarter.
Myers in the shotgun formation, double wing to the near side. Handoff right up the middle to the 50-yard line, inside Shikellamy territory to the 47-yard line. It's going to be Serafini on the carry. He's been the workhorse tonight, and he's been the really kind of the workhorse all year. Had 14 carries for 43 yards coming into tonight's game.
That was probably the best running play they've had for a while.
Hurry up
offense here for Central Mountain.
Second down and five as Myers has the call. And he will take the direct snap. Not much pressure. Three-man rush. Fires it deep downfield. Has a man, Serafini, down at the 25, to the 20, to the 15. And he's drugged down inside the 15 by Derek Turber Ortiz.
That quarterback delivered a nice pass.
Right on the money.
What they did was they took the one receiver and just flew him downfield. And that took the corner and probably occupied the safety with him, too. But, again, it was a sideline pattern, and he was wide open.
Big pass play. Takes it down to the 11-yard line. 30 yards plus on that pass play. Myers in the pistol. He will hand the ball off. It goes right up the middle of the 10 to the 5. Down to about the 5-yard line. And this one was carried by number 21, Jacob Weaver.
Shikellamy's defensive end took himself out of the play that time.
Got to go right to the line of scrimmage once again. Second down and four at the 5-yard line. Have to get to the one for a new set of downs. They're going to hand the ball off again, get down to the five, and that's about all they're going to see this time by Weaver, the running back, the sophomore who has one touchdown on the season already.
A lot of Braves in making that stop. Those three down linemen also. We got one of the guys lost his helmet. Ozzie lost his helmet, so he's going to have to go out.
Yep. Now they're going to have to get another defensive lineman in quickly.
I would sure it'd be Connor.
They're going to go from 72 to 73. It's going to be Baez to Rouse.
Rouse.
Third down and four at the 5-yard line. 6 seconds on the, they're going to reset. I was going to say, they have to reset the play clock here, and they do. There's only 6 seconds on the play clock.
Timeout.
So, and Central Mountain is going to take a timeout anyway. That'll give us an opportunity to give you a look at the WKOK.com scoreboard, which you can also check at any time at WKOK.com. Jersey Shore 56, Sealands Grove nothing in the third. Danville 42, Central Columbia nothing in the third. Loyal Sock 20, Southern Columbia 10 in the third. So a couple of scores for both teams in that one. Milton 35, Midwest nothing in the third. Halftime has Mount Carmel beating up on Warrior Run 42-0. Mifflinburg 23, Shamokin 7 in the second. At the half, South Williamsport 60, Columbia Montorvo Tech 6. Line Mountain 21, Tri-Valley 14 at the half. And Bloomsburg and Hughesville still waiting for an update on that particular game.
That's a big game for Line Mountain, a rival with Tri-Valley over the Higgins Valley View area. And Line Mountain having some of the same problems that Shikellamy does with numbers. In fact, I think they're starting like four freshmen on that team.
Tomorrow on 100.9 The Valley, you can follow Bucknell on the way to VMI. Pregame at 1 o'clock, kickoff at 1:30. Bucknell football on 100.9 The Valley. Third down and four. Long count. It's going to be a run to the near side and going down for a loss at the 10-yard line. Tackled there by Turber Ortiz.
Good job.
And that looked like it was the Wildcat because I don't think it was a normal formation for the normal quarterback in there.
Field goal attempt?
Well, let's see. They're going to bring out the field goal kicker. That is going to be Peyton Jones. He has not attempted a field goal. Comes from the near hash mark. It will be a 27-yard attempt for the left-footed kicker from the near hash. 9-0 right now. Snap is good. Sets down. The kick is up. High enough. Long enough. And it is good. Plenty of leg there from 27 yards out. And then the Wildcats get on the scoreboard with 2:32 to go in this one here in the third quarter. Shikellamy now leading it 9-3.
So how big is the mixed extra point?
Well, not big yet, but it could be. Not big yet, but it could be.
Again, the Braves dodged the bullet. They, you know, they Central Mountain had the, you know, like second and three or four from the 5-yard line, and the Braves held them and actually threw them for a loss. So the field goal, even though it was good, was probably a blessing that it wasn't a touchdown.
Yes, because they were right now, Central Mountain had momentum and really, really were moving the football in that drive.
I still don't know why we onside kicked.
There's a lot of concern about the returners. A lot of concern about this return unit.
Okay.
Serafini being one of those guys that you really got to get concerned about. And they also send back their Fultz. Well, both of those guys have
just
some speed.
You know, I just needed an explanation.
Yep. Well, I think it's one of those things, like when we talked about it with Shikellamy, where do you kick it? Do you kick it to the up man? Well, they're pretty quick, too. Do you kick it to the deep guys? They're really quick. I think that's the same situation here, is you've got some very fast guys out there for Central Mountain. And right now, some very fast guys back for the Braves. Martin to the near side and Morgan to the far side. They're going to squib that one. It's going to go right out of bounds. Now, the last time this happened, the Braves made them kick it again.
That was up at Mifflin County.
That was at Mifflin County last week. Let's see what they decide to do. And they are going to do the same thing again. They're going to make them kick it again.
Hey, by the way, congratulations, Kev. You haven't used Mifflin County for Central Mountain once tonight.
Yeah, now. You'd say that now. Thank you. Everybody at the number ones have been waiting for that, by the way. I want to thank everybody there for telling me, that having Chief deliver the message that it is okay to say Central Mountain tonight, not like it did last week in the first half. So they will kick it again from the middle of the field at the 35-yard line.
I'll bet you do Mifflin County now. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Where was it in week one that they ended up kicking? Was it the 15-yard line we had a kickoff?
Well, they had two offsides and then a,
yeah.
And then an unsportsmanlike.
Right.
And we ended up they ended up kicking at the 15.
It was that was the deepest I've ever seen a kickoff in any level of football. Here comes the kick again. It's probably going to be another squib, and it is. And this one's going to be angled out of bounds, but it takes a big hop, and it hops right into the hands of Luke Snyder. Luke Snyder breaks a couple of tackles, gets across the 40 to the 43-yard line, and that's where Shikellamy will take over at the 43-yard line with 2:27 remaining here in the third quarter, and Shikellamy leading it 9-3. Go ahead. You just got a message.
Just got a message from Billy Ziegler. Yes, they were waiting. All right. So
thanks, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah. At Kevin's expense.
You wait for Bill's got to wait for his first interview of the basketball That's, season
yeah,
now.
You got it. You
now
got
there's
it.
No softballs coming, buddy. Coach, why did you even think that was a good idea to call that play in that time? I'll get even. Don't worry. First and 10 at the 43-yard line for Shikellamy. It'll be Raybuck with two backs behind him. He will hand the ball off. It's Schaefer Knights right up the gut. No, it's going to be Raybuck by himself around the edge. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that was a well-disguised non-handoff. He actually almost hit that one on the edge. It'll be a gain of about four to the 46, 47-yard line.
Well, when nobody tackled Isaac, I thought, you know, he's going to go the distance here. And then all of a sudden, you know, he made mention, well, Raybuck's got the ball. So
that was a great fake handoff there, and Raybuck just raced off the corner. Second down and six. Raybuck with a man in motion. They'll give it to the man in motion. He's going to cut it upfield and get a couple there. Not much running room for Luke Snyder as he gets to the 49-yard line. A gain of two. That'll bring up a third down and four with a minute 40 remaining here in the third quarter at the 49-yard line of Shikellamy.
Somebody, when Luke was running, somebody, one of the kids actually had his hand. I thought he had a face mask, but he must have just slapped it by because there was no call.
Third down and four with a minute 24 and counting here in the third quarter. Shikellamy leading it 9-3. A field goal touchdown, missed extra point. Right now on the Braves side of the scoreboard. Third down under center, Raybuck. He will take a three-step drop. Look, fire, complete. Got the first down. And a beautiful pass right on the money and a good catch by Luke Snyder, who will spot the ball at the 46-yard line. It'll be a gain of seven and a first down.
You know, they put Luke out there all by himself, and that means there was only one defender, so he just made a nice move on him. And Brody with a nice delivery, and again, everything clicked that time.
Don't quote me on this, but I think that might be the first third down conversion of the game for the Braves.
Could be. If we had a statistician here, we could have that figured out.
Donnie Leitzel not working it this year as he's enjoying kicking back, relaxing, and putting his feet up. Don't blame him. Back to pass. Nope, it's going to be a rollout. Raybuck all by himself puts a stiff arm down. He somehow made the man miss and got a yard on what should have been a loss of two.
They pushed
Actually,
him back.
They did say they did lose one.
He should have got forward progress, but they pushed him back to the original line of scrimmage.
Well, let's see. Now, the far official does give him the yard.
Yeah.
So that is the yard he's going to get, and I think the Braves are going to let the clock run out here. So with 10 seconds on the game clock and 20 on the play clock, that will do it for the third quarter play. The final 12 minutes will decide this one. Shikellamy leading at 9-3 over Central Mountain on WKOK and the WKOK Sports YouTube channel.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Community is what WNL is all about. For more than 50 years, we've relied on great people and great local businesses to support us. Glicks is one of those true community partners. For decades, WNL has chosen Glicks because we trust them. They do the job right, and they do it well. Whether it's new doors or service, you should trust Glicks too. I'm Andy Long of W&L Subaru, Nissan, and Mazda, and our family is proud to recommend Glicks.
It's a Harvest Moon night tonight here at Central Mountain High School. Welcome back to those of you watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel, as well as on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Final 12 minutes on the clock. Shikellamy leading at 9-3. Mark Lawrence, our radio producer tonight. Appreciate all the effort there and the timely, full-blown Harvest Moon music there to rejoin us here in the fourth quarter. And the officials have to chat something over here real quick. Maybe it's the spot of the ball here on the other side of the field.
Now it's back at the original line
of
scrimmage.
Yeah, it should be the 45-yard line, and I believe.
No, it should be a yard. I thought he had a yard.
Yeah, I thought it should be at the 45. I think it should be a yard further up. And I think that, that's what Coach Kaiser is pointing out right now. Hey, guys, the ball's supposed to be here at the 45-yard line. You have it at the 46. And it should be second down and 9 at the 45-yard line. Because the original line of scrimmage was the 46. They can come up and look at the tape if they want. We've got it on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel if they'd like.
They're
still discussing it. I mean, it should be the... I'm positive it should be at the 45-yard line. Well, it doesn't look like they can come to a consensus.
That's unbelievable.
And it will be the 46-yard line. So it'll be second down and 10 at the 46. I'll tell you what, if this becomes a fourth down and 1, Jim Kaiser might lose more than his hat. He's already frustrated.
That's unbelievable.
He is already frustrated. He may lose more than a hat. Rolling out. Straight drop, actually, is Rabuck. Rabuck now rolls out to the far side. Rabuck will get to the original line of scrimmage and another extra yard. I think Coach Kaiser just pointed the official and said, that's where the play should have started. Because he'll be spotting it at, actually, the 44-yard line. It'll bring up a third down now and 8. Braves leading at 9-3.
Stop, they just got a penalty. The bench got a penalty.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was going to... It's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against Shikellamy.
So now it's going to be 15 yards.
Well, and you know, they have every right to complain about this one. I mean, or is it just a warning?
Well, when you throw a flag in the air...
Usually when the flag falls, it's not supposed to be a warning, but I think they are not marching this off yet.
Well, the official's writing down something on his little card, putting it in
his... Well, that's a don't get another one or you won't see the next game, I believe. And so they are not marching it off.
No, they are.
Well, now they are. Okay.
You know, Kevin, I am tired of... incompetency.
Well, I know the PIAA is really struggling
to
find
officials. These guys aren't new. They just weren't paying attention, all right?
Yeah, I know they're struggling to find officials, and it's getting harder and harder every year. But one of the things that I think young officials, and I'm not saying these are young officials, but one of the things I think young officials have a tendency to do is you end up watching the game instead of the area of the game that you watch. And any sport officiating, that's been an issue.
I know.
But back to the 41-yard line, third down and yikes. And that will bring Rabuck to the swing pass to the near side. Here's your wide receiver screen. Breaking a couple of tackles across the 50-yard line and into Central Mountain territory is Luke Snyder. So he'll get back to almost the original line of scrimmage.
See, that's a first down if we would have been where we were at.
It would have been a first down, yes. Fourth down and 11 now.
Are they going for it from here? No. No, here comes Nick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think so, but...
Guys, you got 15 seconds play clock.
It's a punt. You only have to get up. You just got to get up on the line. There's going to be no motion this time, so you should be good there. They get to the line with 4.
They'll snap the ball with 2-1, and they did not get it away.
See?
Well, but this
Nobody
isn't...
listens to
I don't
me,
think
Kevin.
This is a bad thing, though. I mean, normally, I would, if you had a normal high school punter there, I would say, okay, that's probably not a good thing. But with the way Kuntz has been kicking the ball this year, that extra 5 yards could be a positive for him, giving him more room.
Well, I'm still looking at the psychological and you know, getting penalties and things not going well.
All right,
you're up 9-3.
Well, Kuntz trying to pin him deep with under 10 minutes to go. Gets a good snap. He'll get it away. He'll get a pretty good punt off. It is going to be hitting at the 20 or the 30, rolls inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
Well, Nick did his job again.
Yep, he sure did. The Braves special teams this year have been more than special.
I agree with you 100%. And now the Braves defense have to rise to occasion. I mean, that's a long drive, but Central Mountain's very capable of driving that ball.
Now you're a week ahead.
Yeah, I am. I'm on Jersey Shore. Hey, listen, I started it, all right, so I might as well reap it. Okay?
That's true. You're the one that brought it up.
I know.
9:48 remaining here in this one. Myers is the quarterback with a sidecar right. Dangerous running back there, and it's a pitch, and that one's on the ground as well.
Recovered, I think, by the...
And it falls incomplete. They're saying it's a shovel pass, and it was not a pitch. It was a forward motion, not an underhanded throw. And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't quite tell, but it did not look like it was a normal pitch. It did look like there was some forward movement.
So it was forward,
that.
So it wasn't a lateral.
Right.
Okay.
So that falls incomplete.
They're closer than we are, so they have better look at
it. There's no question. There's no question. They're much closer than we are on that one. That one I'm not as confident as where the ball should have been spotted earlier. Myers now with a man in motion. He'll be the I formation in the pistol. Now they're going to hand it the second back through, and I believe that was again Serafini, and he will get maybe a yard to the 16, we'll call it the 15 and a half. That'll bring up third down and 9.
They gave him a yard, so that was it. But now it's a dangerous situation. You got Central Mines going to put the ball in the air.
They have been rather successful on big third down conversions, and the Braves have been susceptible to big third down and fourth down conversions. Last week in Mifflin County is a great example.
This guy over here.
Man-to-man covers to the near side. Myers back to pass, firing it to the far side. Got a man on the out pattern. He had the sticks, but he did not grab the football. I believe that was in the hand Wolfham there. Brady Wolfham, the junior, was the intended receiver. It would have been good enough for a first down, and the pass was there. Might have been just a little bit too far ahead.
A little far ahead.
Might have been just a little too far ahead.
Because when he reached, he kind of stumbled, too. So,
well, the Braves have not had many return opportunities today, but Chase Morgan is back, ready to return this one. Snyder on the far side, Morgan on the near side, and about their own 50-yard line. No, it's not. I think they're the second, but the last one they were not able to return. Here comes the punt. And they're not going to return this one. It's going to come to the sidelines. And that should be at about the 39-yard line. We'll see. It's like watching Cliffhanger on The Price is Right as he goes up the hill. Now he's at the 39. He's at the 34. He's at the 35. They're going to spot him at the 35-yard line.
He did a nice pivot. Did you see that?
It was smooth.
Am I going to get in trouble with the officials if I'm saying that stuff? So
no, it was. Listen, he. You know what? We were a little critical earlier, but I want to say, the official on the near side, he had the ball spotted the entire time, and he had the angle. I thought it was the 40-yard line. He thought it was the 35-yard line, and he actually had the right spot because he was watching the ball the whole time from the sideline. That's the job. That's what he did. That's his responsibility there.
Good field position any way you look at it, Kev.
Ball at the 35-yard line, first and 10, looking inward to the south end zone of Central Mountain. 8:54 to go here in this one. Chickalemme leading it 9-3.
Down to 4 seconds.
Under center with 1 second. He gets it away, hands it off. Now to Schaefer Knights. Schaefer Knights stacked up and then moved backwards a whisker, but not before he picks up three to the 32-yard line.
The ultimate thing would be if the Braves could put together a couple of first downs, milk the clock, all right, and punch something in here.
Clock is, well, they are going to definitely wind the clock here and take some time on this one with second down and six at the 31, almost the 32-yard line. They'll send Snyder over to the far side. A wing is Martin to the far side. They'll go regular. We haven't seen unbalanced since the first half. Guard will pull. That will be the hole that will run. That's right with Morgan.
Morgan, yeah, did a nice job. What I like that Chase did there is he turned it up. I mean, he didn't try to get outside. He just pushed it inside, and he picks up 3 yards.
Third down and four. Clock winding now, under eight to go. Shikellamy with a 9-3 lead. This is a huge possession right now in a very short field if they want to take control in this game. Right now, it's a one-possession ball game. One receiver to the far side. Backs are offset now. Wing. This is like belly air formation type. And they'll pull. And they'll go to Schaefer Knight. Schaefer Knight cuts it to the inside of the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Shikellamy!
See how he read that seam? Seam went to the out to the outside to the right. He cut it, and there was everybody was going to the left, and boom, there he goes. Use that speed. Wow.
Schaefer Knights fires one in from 29 yards out, and the Braves now take a 15-3 lead as the short punt out of bounds benefits the Braves on the 35-yard drive. Now the Braves will go for one here. Right now they have a 12-point lead. Good snap, good set. Kick is up high enough, long enough, and it is good.
That's a nice kick.
That was the best-looking kick of the night.
Yep.
15-3 with 7:19 remaining here in this one. Now bounces it to 16-3 with the extra point. Shikellamy leading, and they have led since the opening drive.
And you know what's nice is the fact that, you know, they stopped. They'd given the ball up. They held Central Mountain to three downs and a punt. And they come back and they take their time. They get like 6-7 yards on the ground. And they Schaefer Nice just off tackle, cuts it out to the right, and bang. Nice desk job.
29 yards, Schaefer Knights on the touchdown. His third touchdown on the ground this year. And that one could be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Because that one may put it out of reach.
We're hoping it puts it out of reach.
Well,
we've got 7:19 to go here. So, Kevin, do we pooch it a little bit farther, or do we onside?
Well, I think you have to tell Coots, listen, if that back line, if the 35-yard line drifts back a little bit, then try and put it in between and see what happens. Quick update on our Blaze Alexander Built Ford Tough game of the week. It is Montoursville 17, Lewisburg 14 in the final stanza.
That sounds like a good game.
Sure is. That's why. It's the Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive, to Route 45 in Lewisburg. Raybuck now will put the ball just a little bit off center of the X this time on the 45. And again, they drift back to the 30.
That would be Nick Coons.
I'm sorry. You're right. Nick Coons. And he does kind of pump it up there. And yes. right idea. They had your thought.
Yeah.
Just a little bit early on the execution. So like earlier tonight, we'll have another kick from the 35-yard line. 7:19 to go in this one. Shikellamy leading it 16-3 here at Central Mountain High School. On the night where Central Mountain fans got a chance to wear their original school jerseys for Sugar Valley, Lock Haven, Bald Eagle Nittany, and Bucktail. Even though a lot of Bucktail fans are probably to a Bucktail football game right now because they do have a football team. And here comes Koontz, and that one will go to about the 22-yard line, to the 30, 35, to the 40. Nope, they're going to knock him down at the 39-yard line. And with those jerseys, I have no idea who that was. Looks like it's 86.
Well, I think it was Schaefer Knights also.
Oh, it's actually Foltz.
Yeah. I think Schaefer Knights was the one that drug him down there for the tackle. So, folks, you have to understand that.
I can't see in the first place.
And also, with the camouflage jerseys, all the kids got different numbers from what, and they're kind of all out of order, too. So for the Central Mountain kids.
I'm glad we're playing on turf and not grass, because it's hard to see the camouflage jerseys on grass, too.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm serious about that.
I
remembered it last year when we, for Executive Education Academy. So now Myers will have the snap. They'll try a little wide receiver screen of their own. Coming to the near side of the 40, the 45. Flags fly at the 49-yard line. And for Connor Foltz, Foltz would have a 10-yard gain if it stands.
If that's either a, an illegal block or a face mask, Kevin, but I didn't see a face mask.
Well, let's see. They come to the head referee.
Looks like Central Mountain's moving back, but they're not talking to anybody yet.
And here's our consensus. Block in the back against Central Mountain. And that happened at the 48-yard line, I think, is where they have the ball right now. So that'll march it almost all the way back to the original line of scrimmage. Actually, it'd probably be a first and 11.
Actually, they started marking it from the 45, so it's down to
you're
46.
Right. It's going to be about a first and 13. First and 12, actually.
And start the clock.
And with under 7 minutes remaining, that clock will wind. They'll spot the ball at the 42-yard line now. I'm sorry, the 37-yard line. I don't know where the 42 came from. Myers now in the shotgun with three receivers to the left. Back to pass. The right-hander has time, rolls out, drifts out, fires it on the run, and a nice sliding catch at the Shikellamy 48-yard line there by number 85 on the far side. That's Connor Foltz.
And he came back as the quarterback got out of the contain and was rolling out to the right. The defenders, the phrase, froze, okay, and he came back and got that pass, so... good job by the receiver. Excellent job by the quarterback to get it out to him on the run.
About 15 on that catch. Lewisburg now leading Montoursville 21-14 in the fourth. Here's the swing pass to the near side. That swing pass is going to come to Foltz again. Foltz will get across the 45 down to the 41-42-yard line. And there's a player down on the field for the Braves. That appears to be Jalen Packer. Second down and four coming up.
Central Mountain does a nice job of blocking that. I mean, the defender out here isn't able to make the tackle, and the, you know, the kids have a good burst of speed and pick up good yardage.
Clock stop with 6:05 to go here in this one. 16-3, Shikellamy leading. This will give us a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
On News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
6:05 to go, Shikellamy leading at 16-3 here on WKOK and on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, whether it's on your smart TV or whether it's on the radio or whether it's on your phone computer.
Faith Gingrich is our trainer, and she was kind of busting on me. She said, "Hey, I watched the game against Central Columbia," and you said you couldn't remember my name, and I said, "Yeah, you're right. You got me on that, Faith."
Yeah, see, they're watching and listening. We can't get away with anything.
Nothing.
Second down and five. Here's the lob pass. Got a man open. Couldn't get to it before it went out of bounds, and that was intended for Foltz, who had a couple of steps on a defender.
I want you to think, Faith, she gets called by two other names all the time. What do you think they are?
Mike?
Hope?
Oh.
And Charity.
Oh, well, that makes much more sense than where I was going with it. I was thinking maybe confused with
Mike
another
Elder,
trainer,
right?
Yeah. You wouldn't.
They'll say faith, and they'll say hope. No, charity. No, it's faith.
Three receivers to the far side of the field. Myers now on a third down and four. They're going to in four down territory, no question. And that's a pass play. Stop behind the line. Lucas Wetzel in on the tackle. Martin is there as well at the 45-yard line. That is a loss of three. We'll bring up a fourth down and about six, maybe seven, at the 45-yard line. And this could be a big, I guess this could be the ball game. I know with 5:20 to go, but this could very well be the ball game.
That Braves had a lot of defenders at the point of the when the pass in that particular case. So
and an update, a quick update on the scoreboard, Chief. A final, Loyal Sock dumps off Southern Columbia 27-10. You said that could happen on the way up. You talked about that.
They've got just as many good skill people.
Myers That's, on a fourth down and flags fly.
That should be offside or a motion against.
Yep.
It looked like somebody moved their arm. In fact, I think it was the center.
So that's going to spot the ball back to the 50-yard line. With the clock now winding with 4:50 remaining in the game. And it'll be a fourth down, and again, Central Mountain must go for this. Now, Shikellamy has struggled a little bit on fourth down this year, especially last week. They gave away a fourth down and 20 play. And now they've got players out of position with 3 seconds on the clock. They're going to get this one away. They're going to have to call a timeout. They do call a timeout before the play clock went to zero. So they will have 2 timeouts remaining. And that is a smart timeout. You do not want to rush this fourth down and 12 play because you have to have it if you're Central Mountain.
Sure, they do.
Down 2 scores.
I thought this was the second timeout that they called.
You are correct.
So there's one left.
Yes,
right?
I do have to correct myself.
Because I faintly remember one in the beginning of the third quarter, somewhere around there.
They are down to 1 timeout remaining. This would have been their second, correct. I was looking at the scoreboard, and they hadn't updated as quick as my mouth went.
So what do you do in this situation? You know, they need 12 yards. So
but they've been able to throw the football today.
Yeah.
They've been able to throw the football today, and Myers has thrown the ball really well. I mean, coming into this game, he was 16 of 37, one interception, a touchdown, 128 yards. He's got the arm, and they've had receivers open. They just have not been able to make the connections here, especially in the second half.
Well, he's also completed a couple of really nice throws, too.
Well, here it is. Fourth down and 12.
You got nobody out on the guy in the middle here.
And back to pass Myers.
And
pressure's coming. He's going to have to roll out. He fires it. It is knocked out of the sky by Wetzel. It'll be a turnover on downs. Second turnover on downs of the ball game, and the Braves will have the ball at the midfield stripe with a 13-point lead and 4:27 to melt off the clock.
Good pressure, good pass defense, and you know Lucas gets his hands up and just like blocking a jump shot, Kevin.
Wow, that was a great, that was a well-timed blitz call. First down and 10 at the 50-yard line. Braves trying to finish off this one and get the opening win of the season. That's what I was trying to say. Raybuck now under center. He will hand it off near side. And a good run by number 23, Luke Snyder, who's got a 10-yard run plus another two.
Now,
and that might add another couple more.
No, that's going to be a penalty against the Braves. I'm almost positive. It's going to be an unnecessary block by number two.
13 yards on the run for a temporary first down. And they pointed to face mask. It's going to be a face mask against Central Mountain.
That's why Isaac Schaefer Knights looked like
he might have been the recipient of the
probably
face,
had
mask
a little
draft.
Face mask.
Yeah.
I just saw the end of it. I thought it was going to be against the Braves.
So that little 13-yard run is going to be another five-yard face mask to the 33-yard line.
So that had nothing to do with it over there.
No.
It was the face mask here. Am I watching the same game?
No, that was the same one. It just
But the play on the other side, was going to be the penalty.
I got you. I see what you're saying.
I thought because it looked like it was a block after the play.
Well, the Braves are going to go with tight formation now with a wing to the far side, moving into the south end zone, right to left. left to right as we view things. Here comes Morgan. Morgan to the 30-yard line. They'll lean him ahead to the 30-and-a-half.
See, he needs to run that play. Chase Morgan runs that sweep, that inside. You know, you let somebody kick out the corner and you just step it up in there. He's just really good at it.
Well, the Braves have run the ball much better tonight than they have at any time this year, by far.
I agree.
Second down and six from the 30-yard line. They'll use up as much of the clock as they can, maybe a little too much now, as they come out with a play at 10. 3:16 on the game clock. They'll get to the line of scrimmage with 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and just get it away. Schaefer Knights, left side, met at the line of scrimmage, finishes ahead for another 2-yard gain. That'll bring up a second down and 3.
That's just a, I don't know if they pulled anybody, but it's you know, sometimes you pull a guard on a trap play with the halfback or fullback right off the center.
2:45 to go as the clock winds. Braves have the ball now. Third down and 3 at the 27-yard line. Raybuck under center, wing to the near side, receiver to the far side. Raybuck will hand the ball off Schaefer Knight. Schaefer Knight's close to the first down marker, but they stop him short by about a half a yard. Give him 2.5. Needed 3. That'll bring up fourth down and just a few inches.
Well,
they need to get just beyond the 24-yard line. They're going to go for it. Will it be a sneak again? Yes, it will be. The Raybuck boys get it. And here comes Raybuck breaking free inside the 10 to the 5.
it's Raybuck to Raybuck.
And lead the way.
Yep. Mason snaps the ball to Brody, and Glenn blocks, and Brody goes off of his block and gets down inside at the 5-yard line.
Let's go, big brother.
Yeah.
Lead the way. Ball down to the 6-yard line. Clock winding with 1:42 to go. And the Braves thinking right now, with a 13-point lead on the way in, that they may be able to get win number 1 on the season and a big road win. Shikellamee cheerleaders have made their way over by the Shikellamee band, getting ready what they hope will be a road celebration. Here comes Raybuck again with the Raybuck train leading the way. And this time Brody will get into the end zone with a touchdown. 6-yard Raybuck to Raybuck touchdown train.
You know, that's been one of our most successful offensive plays.
Right.
The quarterback sneak.
22-3 with 1:14 to go as the Braves cap this one off.
Well, let's see if Nick can get his second extra point tonight.
Missed one earlier, hit the upright, the left upright. Snaps good, sets down, kick is up. It is up on the roof and over the top and on the other side. And it went through the uprights, too. 1:14 left to go in this one, and Shikellamee leads it 23-3.
Well, hey, listen, they played a great second half, Kevin.
Very much so.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't. I thought, you know, only being up 3-0 at the halftime, that, you know, Central Mountain, the way they moved the ball both on the ground and in the air, it was going to be a much different ball game than this. But the defense has played well, and we've got an interception, and you got a fumble recovery. And they moved the football. So now the reward for this win is to play Jersey Shore next week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wouldn't use the word reward, especially with what they're doing to Selins Grove tonight. We'll have the updates for you on the scoreboard and give you a quick little recap, have our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. That'll be coming up on WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app and WKOK.com. So if you're watching the YouTube channel and you're interested to see that stuff, then make sure you flip over to the radio or WKOK.com. 1:14 remaining here in this one, and here comes Koontz to boot the ball away. And this time he will kick it deep back to about the 10-yard line, taken there at the 20, to the 15, or to the 25, rather, to the 30-yard line. And I believe that was Serafini again on the return. Yes, it was. So a good 20-yard return by Serafini with a minute 7 remaining. And Central Mountain with the ball at the 30-yard line. You know, for the other thing that we kind of overshadow, this Braves have 4 turnovers in this game.
Yes, they do.
And they capitalized on 2 of the 4, including the first one that gave them the early 3-0 lead.
I believe that was Chase Morgan made that tackle, Kevin. So you got the speedy guy being tackled by the speedy guy.
That'll bring up a 1st and 10 for Myers. Myers will hand the ball off, and the Braves are playing a little bit of prevent, so there's room up front for the running back there, and I believe that was Serafini again.
Rocco Serafini.
Indeed. Clock winding under a minute. 2nd down. They'll go right to the ball. 2nd down and about 3. And it'll go to Serafini again. He will get the 1st down, cross the 45. Now he's in the open field. Drug down maybe from behind. Yes, at the 35-yard line. Morgan made a touchdown-saving tackle with 36.9 to go and a big run. 26 on the carry to the 37-yard line of Shikellamy. Clock winding now with 30 seconds to go. Central Mountain trying to get the ball in the end zone. They have not done it tonight. That would be a small victory in this point. Myers back to pass, looking long downfield, sends a wobbler up, and is tipped and incomplete. No flag on the play as the Braves had double coverage on the intended receiver to the near side, who I believe was Longworth.
That was good defense. Packer, you know, was behind him, and then I think it was it Chase Morgan came over to help break that up. So, again, they attacked the ball. They made a move on it.
16.9 to go. Shikellamy leading at 23-3 here at Central Mountain in Mill Hall. They'll go with a broken pistol eye. Back to pass. Myers, pressure's coming, and fumble the ball. Shikellamy's on top of it with that's Schaefer Knights.
Another
and
turnover.
The sack coming from... Or the turnover actually caused by Eli.
55?
Yes.
Hernandez.
That's what I said.
Hernandez, yeah, good. That's 5 turnovers in this game, Kevin.
5 turnovers indeed in this game. And with 9.4 to go, Shikellamy will have a chance for the first time in almost an entire year to line up in the victory formation. Last time the Braves won, they were wearing these jerseys that Central Mountain are wearing tonight, the Pennsylvania Army National Guard jerseys, against Executive Education Academy almost an entire year ago.
I think it was a year ago. Wasn't like the third game of
the season?
I don't
know if it was. I was thinking it was the fourth, but it could have been the third. But it was definitely September. And they will line up in the victory formation with 9.4 to go. Here comes the snap, steps back, kneels down, and the clock will wind to zeros. Our final score, Shikellamy 23, Central Mountain 3. Thanks for watching on the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. We'll talk to you next week back at Shikellamy Stadium from Jersey Shore. Braves football continues on WKOK and WKOK.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 5 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Wherever the road takes you this summer, we've got you covered. Finance or refinance your vehicle loan with Service First Federal Credit Union. Enjoy Service First great low-rate auto loans, budget-friendly payment options, and ask how you can earn up to $150 cash back. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Apply today. For details about credit costs and terms, call 800-562-6049 or visit serviceone.org. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Valid through September 30th, 2022. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Kevin, where are you?
I'm over here. Just go 3 corn stalks and take a left. Or maybe a right.
Are you kidding? Which corn stalk? Kevin is lost again trying out Cole Stonyhill Tree Farm's corn maze, open now through November 6th.
I swear this looks familiar. Gotta be this way.
It's family fun with huge outdoor games and pumpkin chunkin'.
Melissa, I need some help.
People come from other states for the corn maze, picking and tagging their trees early and buying those hard-to-find ornaments and nutcrackers with thousands to choose from.
And finding me in the corn maze would be a good idea, too.
Cole Stonyhill Tree Farm, Mexico Road, Milton, and at colestonyhill.com.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your fall adventures in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Welcome back to Central Mountain, where the Braves win it by a score of 23-3.
That's right.
I didn't write it down.
That's right.
I didn't write it down, and I looked up, and the scoreboard was off. Braves win it 23-3. Got the early turnover of the game, one of 4 turnovers, including 3 interceptions. Actually, 5 turnovers in the game, 2 fumbles. So the early turnover of the game happened right out of the first drive. The Braves got it down for a 22-yard field goal. Kuntz made that field goal for the first one of the game. And then the Braves were able to tack on another touchdown and then a Schaefer Knights touchdown from about 22 yards out, and then finished it with a Rabick sneak, his second touchdown of the ball game on a quarterback sneak. And the Braves were able to win it 23-3. Again, 3 interceptions and 2 fumbles in the game. Really the tough thing to overcome for Central Mountain, Chief. But when you talk about the timing, and you can feel free to disagree, but we were talking about it earlier, I think the touchdown by Schaefer Knights really kind of closed the door
and ended
any momentum that Central Mountain may have had in the second half.
Exactly. Well, they did a nice job of holding them and getting the ball back, and then Schaefer Knights with the, I think it was the second play of that series, no, the third play of the series, okay, and ended up going in from about 27 yards out. That would be my vote for the backbreaker play of the game.
And that indeed is our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute, offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. Want to thank Nigel Kurtz, who worked on our WKOK.com scoreboard tonight, kept us up to date on things. Mark Lawrence back at our Blue Hill Studios wrapping up our radio production broadcast. And some great music along the way, too, with the Harvest Moon out tonight here in Mill Hall. And the Braves celebrating a 23-3 win over Central Mountain.
Oh, that Mark, he's quite the jokester.
We're going to have to pay Neil Young some royalties here pretty soon.
Old man, look at my life.
Let's take a look at some of the other scores from around the region in our Blaze Alexander Ford Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. Montoursville had an early lead, lost it early to Lewisburg, and came back and got it back with a 24-21 win. I believe they kicked the field goal in that one. I have to check that one, but Montoursville coming back to win that one 24-21 in Montoursville is our Blaze Alexander Built Ford Tough Game of the Week. That's Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg. Other finals tonight: Jersey Shore pound Sealands Grove 63-0. It was Danville 69, Central Columbia nothing. Loyal Sock dumps off Southern Columbia 27-10, and they did that at Southern Columbia. We didn't mention that earlier tonight. Midwest shut out by Milton. Milton rolls to a 42-0 win. Mount Carmel wins big over Warrior Run 55-7. Mifflinburg leading Shamokin, but a little bit tighter than it had been most of the game. 35-21, Mifflinburg leading Shamokin at Kemp Memorial Stadium in the fourth quarter. South Williamsport rolls to a 72-6 win over Columbia Montour Votech. Fourth quarter scores now, Chief. You were watching this one. Line Mountain trailing Tri-Valley now 35-28. Line Mountain trailing Tri-Valley that game in the fourth quarter. And Hughesville by a deuce over Bloomsburg 14-12 that game also in the fourth quarter. We'll have those as finals tonight on WKOK.com on the scoreboard a little bit later on. Well, we said that the Braves need to run the ball better tonight. They ran the ball better tonight. We said the Braves need to convert and get the chains moving on first down or for first downs. They did that tonight. They took advantage of turnovers tonight. The only thing that maybe you could find is a negative here tonight, did well on special teams again. Koontz had an outstanding night punting the football. He actually, it's very rare to see a high school punter change the field and change the field the way they do in college and the NFL, but he did that tonight every time he punted the football from wherever he punted the football, including a 60-plus yarder in the first half. I think the only thing the Braves could look at this and say, here's one thing we could have done better, maybe on the pass plays and getting those completions that were as you mentioned, catchable
balls. Yeah.
And that, boy, this game could have been really, really big if the Braves were able to finish that off.
You know what?
So we did see some growth, though, in this team. That's
what I like the most about this game is the Braves got stronger in the second half.
That's a great point.
And that's something that we haven't seen. So they basically, after they were up 3-0, you know, made some plays on defense to save that lead, and they played just enough to stay ahead, and then they took advantage of the second half and got much stronger and more confident, I think.
Absolutely. Now, as you said earlier, your reward for winning your first game of the season and doing it on the road,
you get to play Jersey Shore,
who may be on their way to a state playoff run here. Maybe not a state championship, but they're definitely on their way to a state playoff run, and they're punishing everybody along the way.
Is it Gravish, Tom Gravish?
Yeah.
I mean, that program is just unbelievable right now. And we thought 2 years ago they were good. And then next year they came back. Now it seems like they got stronger again. So,
well, that'll be the next opponent for the Braves next Friday night back at Chicoutimi Stadium. They have some tough games at Chicoutimi Stadium. You got Southern Columbia to wrap up the year. You have Jersey Shore at Chicoutimi Stadium as well. Mifflinburg's going to be a tough one. So some big, some tough games. But again, this one is going to go a long way to make him practice a little bit better during the week
in
the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you bet. Coaches feel better. I'm sure new coach Logan Libby's feeling pretty good that they put some points on the board tonight and did some things well offensively. So,
but the Braves have played well on the road over the last couple of years.
Except last week. Right?
The positive thing is this year the Braves were scoring points at home, losing by 1 point to Central Columbia a couple of weeks ago in that game in overtime on opening night. You're going to have to go into this week of practice being realistic. You're going to play one of the better teams in the state. But the other side of it is nobody expects you to be in that game, so you have absolutely nothing to lose in that game.
Right.
And you have to play it that way.
Yep.
You know, you've got nothing to lose in that game, so play it that way. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap things up here from Mill Hall tonight.
I'm just happy for the kids. I'm happy for the coaches. I'm happy for you, Kevin, because you got to call a win. All right?
It's kind of fun.
And you get to go to VMI tomorrow, all right?
Yes.
With 4 hours sleep.
And maybe another win there, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Chicoutimi. Final score 23-3. Chicoutimi comes away with a win. You want to see that game, go to the WKOK Sports YouTube channel. And you can check out the YouTube version of the great Chicoutimi broadcast tonight. Chicoutimi comes away with a win 23-3 over Central Mountain. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK
Sunbury.
You've been
listening to Chicoutimi Braves football on WKOK and WKOK.com. Now, back to Fox Sports Radio.